you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
La, 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 la.
We never get to do this.
We never do. This is fun.
We never get to do this.
This is fun.
Where's your Mr. Perfect now, everybody?
Here's the flawless man.
Hello?
Oh, my. Has he got somebody in his car?
Either bus has a trick in his car right now.
Does he carry a receptionist in his car?
I dialed the wrong number.
You must have rung the back seat.
The back seat where he's got some migrant workers.
Is that it?
No, it's not.
It's not? Oh, give me the wrong number.
Okay, it is. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, you're late. Work has started.
What? You started without me?
We had to. Even Joe is here. Joe beat you here.
Really sorry to hear that.
We all know that there was a major accident on the Beltway today, but we thought for sure you'd be here, Buzz.
I would think leaving three times earlier than I would need to get there would be plenty.
Well, don't you think you could have given yourself a little extra time?
I don't know. I've been on the road an hour and 13 minutes now, and I have to pee like you wouldn't believe.
I bet this wouldn't have happened if you watched Idol last.
Probably not.
You know, there'll be no time for that, though, because when you get here, you'll have to go right into the studio.
And do your newscast.
We've decided to rearrange things.
We're doing a backwards show today.
It's backward. It's backwards Wednesday.
Finally, in sports.
I'm so ready, I could begin or end right now, but I hope you don't mind if my pants are wet.
Now, where exactly would you be, Buzz?
I am almost to the Great Falls exit.
Oh, my.
You're not going to be here for an hour, dude. You've still got another maybe 3 miles to go until you get to the accident site itself.
What is the exit number you're coming up on, Buzz?
44.
Oh, 44?
That's Georgetown Pike.
He's coming
that's
right
the
up.
One, does it go 44, 43?
Yeah, he's coming right up on the bridge, and even though it's only, I think, maybe real time, is like 1 mile.
Yeah, Buzz, Don and I have both been through this already, along with Joe. And when you get to the bridge...
And Rob and John.
And John. And when you get to the bridge, you're going to have to show some identification.
Oh, damn. I'm going to have to turn around and go get it.
Move to the right, Buzz, immediately.
And they might ask to search your car.
And, Buzz, I think you should start beeping your horn so people know where you are.
Very seriously, Buzz, move to the right.
Okay, I will do that.
Merge right.
Don't you have that that newsman light that you put on top of your car?
Press.
No, it's in my other car.
Oh, dear.
Aren't you wearing your Matt Drudge, Edward R. Murrow hat, or whoever? Who is the guy that Drudge copies with the hat?
I believe it's Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah, right. And all the ships at sea.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Oh, Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell. That's the dude.
Yeah, I have the hat. In fact, I never take it off.
Buzz, really, do you have any loose clothing or like a jacket that you could just wave out the window, flagging people that you are Buzz Burbank and you have to get to work?
I'll wave whatever it takes.
Buzz, you're not perfect, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not here. We're here.
We could take roll call.
We're big
loads. Don, would you like to take roll call?
We are big loads, and we are here. Yeah, let's take a roll call.
I'll start
Mike.
With you. Don.
Here, Mike.
Mike, here. Rob.
Present.
John Dorman.
Here.
Joe.
Here.
Who's missing?
Buzz.
Here.
No, the correct answer, Buzz, is there.
How many demerits will this be in your book that you keep on everybody?
You know, Rob's holding up double digits. Come on, it gets past. He never gets anything wrong.
What lane are you in, Buzz?
I'm in the second from the center, looking for a spot to move over.
Just bully your way in there, Buzz.
Right.
When you get up to the police activity, just weave in and out of it.
They're used to seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
You got your emergency flashers on, boy?
No, I don't.
put them on. It's an emergency. You're late for work.
You're Buzz Burbank.
You're never late. You are never late. For me to be late, not a big deal. For Mike to be late, a slightly big deal.
Right.
For Joe to be late, we're used to that. But
I really thought allowing an hour and 13 minutes for a 25-minute trip would do the trick.
Unacceptable.
I loved Buzz's mathematics.
Right.
Allowing an hour and 13 minutes for a 25-minute trip.
Right. That's good planning, don't you think?
Well, you know, I almost every day allow two.
Now, what does that mean?
2 hours.
You left your house at 1:47. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, yes. Right.
And I believe the man with the high ground here would be Mr. John Norman, who covers the most ground. What's that, Buzz? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get on a word and say that I think he got to beat this. I don't think he had to sit through this.
Well, that's not relevant to me. That's not relevant.
He still has to go the farthest, Buzz. I'm sorry, caller. I'm sorry, your caller. Your phone is breaking up.
Could you get a better cell phone, please?
No, I can't.
God, why do we get these stupid calls at the beginning of the show?
Buzz, you're a newsman. You're a journalist. What's going on out there?
Oh, Mike, it's horrible. The traffic is backed up for miles.
Good work. That's a Pulitzer.
Thank you.
That's a Pulitzer Prize right there.
Well, I'll take questions.
Where are you? I mean,
I'm 3/4 mile south of the George Washington Memorial Parkway.
Buzz, what's the mood right now? What is the mood out there on the super slab?
Mike, people are patient because they are resigned to their doom.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank, who is not wearing an adult diaper today, has not gone to the bathroom. And how long, Buzz?
Oh, it's been at least an hour and a half.
Buzz, I hate to bring this up, but I feel it's necessary. Will you be okay if your car is searched?
If my car is what? I'm sorry, you broke up.
Searched, Buzz, searched.
If my car is searched.
It's funny.
No, I will not be okay.
The crystal meth lab he has in his trunk.
That's right.
His fake IDs.
Just like 15 cans of Ready Whip.
How fast is your car moving right now, Buzz?
The needle won't move off zero.
Buzz, what's the scene now? Can you give us an update on your progress?
We have 4 northbound lanes, all of which are crawling.
All of which are what?
Crawling.
Crawling.
Do you think there is anybody out there whose job is as vital as yours? I think not, friend.
Oh, there's no way. But
what can you do to expedite this situation, Buzz?
How am I to convince them? How am I to explain to them?
Roll down your window. Now this is like we're talking to a caller, a regular caller. Roll down your window and scream as loud as you can, "I'm Buzz, get out of my way."
Do you think there's a chance you could walk?
If I'd walked, I would have been there by now.
How, mileage-wise, how close are you to the bridge?
I'm going to say just under a mile.
Hey, would you really just scream out your window, "I'm nice, please let me through"?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure to do that. Hang on.
I need to get to work. I'm an essential person. My name is Buzz. I need to get on the shoulder. I need to drive fast.
Buzz Burbank coming through. Radio show to do.
And how about just for good measure? How about just a "don't you wish you were me"?
I can't imagine anyone wishing that right now.
Right.
Buzz Burbank here. "Don't you wish you were me"?
Are there any professional women around you in vehicles that you might be able to seduce with your eyes?
Oh, sure, it's already done.
Already done.
Buzz, would you IF a woman for us right now? And of course, I mean EYE.
Seriously, is there a woman anywhere near you that you're alongside of?
I'm looking at some babe behind me in the white framed sunglasses in her white Honda.
Watch you talk to her. Watch you talk to her in that special way.
Hey, baby.
I don't know if she can hear me.
Okay.
Hey, beautiful, can you hear me?
Is that what you were looking for? I wasn't looking for that.
I thought he was going to do the sexy talk.
I thought he was going to do the sexy talk.
Can we turn this into sort of an impromptu honk for cash if he stays still?
We're on the line with newsman Buzz Burbank. Buzz, what's the latest from your location?
People are frustrated, Don, as they continue to try to make their way from the inner loop of the Washington Beltway. No progress is being made as 4 lanes of traffic creep
at a... All right.
I hung up.
Oh, it was eight past the hour. I was going to ask him for the weather.
Rob wants to do an impromptu honk for cash. He wants Buzz to die. He wants Buzz to be murdered out there.
He would have been perfectly safe.
All right, here you go. First caller find Buzz wins a prize.
Yes.
Find Buzz.
Buzz is driving a maroon Cooper Mini.
And on the side, it says, looking for news, and then it's got a bunch of question marks after.
And then, of course, the BB insignia, the coat of arms on the back of the car.
The roof has a pot lead.
Yeah.
And a big purple dildo.
Right in the front, right in the grill.
Big cannabis leaf and a big dildo.
That's what he has.
Foot ornament.
And, of course, his headshot.
Yes.
And let's be honest. Let's give it away.
He drives all his headshots that are actually, you know, papering the windows.
He drives a VW, a little VW Beetle, and it's got one of those wrapper things. It's wrapped with Buzz's face and all of the various causes that he believes in. Like, mm-hmm. like, you know, give a hoot, don't pollute.
He's got spinners, but it's actually a globe on each tire.
Hey, hey, you get off of my cloud. You know, stuff like that, draft beer, not students.
Do you want to call him back? See how he's doing?
I'm sure he's almost here by now.
Hi. I want to seduce you. He's a little stressed.
An hour and 13 minutes for a 25-minute ride.
I've been an hour 24.
Watch this. I'm going to do something here.
Okay, go ahead. Now, who else has he got to talk to?
Hello?
Hi, Buzz. It's Rob. Seriously, when are you going to get here?
I don't know, Mike. It should be...
Okay, I tried to fool you. I can't fool you.
We're on the line with newsman Buzz Burbank. He's in the thick of it. What's the latest, Buzz?
We're still making no progress, Don, as we try to creep northward on the inner loop of the Washington Beltway.
We're going
to
get an update now from Bong 9.
Have you even moved?
Tempers are running high as we creep along at approximately 3 miles an hour.
What's your weather forecast, Buzz?
Oh, it couldn't be more beautiful, Don. It's let me check the temperature here. Right now in my automotive weather center, it's 51 degrees and the skies are fair.
Buzz, what's the mood?
As I mentioned just a moment ago, Mike, the mood is running very high tension right now as people begin to give up hope of ever seeing their loved ones again.
How's your bladder, friend?
It's tender.
Do you have a cup or a bottle in your vehicle?
I have an empty can with a very small, sharp-edged opening.
How about that Britney Spears, huh? Isn't she wild, Buzz?
I love that woman. She's beautiful.
She's wild.
I dig the bald chick.
Here's a question from Joe Artinger.
This question is submitted by Joe.
Joe Artinger writes, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Joe.
How's that OnStar working for you?
Joe, sorry to break this to you. It doesn't drive the car.
Buzz, would I be too personal if I asked what your cell phone carrier was?
No, it wouldn't be a personal. I think that's a fair question. It's singular.
Singular.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank, who's trying to get to work via Camel today. Buzz, what's the latest? What's the latest, friend?
I could use a good hump right now. No progress, Don, as we continue to creep at about 2 miles an hour.
Buzz steaming towards the Potomac River as we speak.
All right, well, I guess we'll try to continue the show without you.
I'm almost to the George Washington Parkway.
But let it be known on this, the final day of February, and this is the year of our pig, that Buzz was late, and we were here.
Would you like to sing something, Buzz? Like maybe your movie song?
Thank you for coming to Lowe's. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the show.
Well, that was wonderful, Buzz. I only wish we had a little more time to chat with you.
Thank you, Buzz.
I'd like to thank my dad.
Your dad and who else, Buzz?
Coming up. Oh, and of course.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Tom Hanks and Helen Mirren. Plus, a one-time-only reunion performance from Dreamgirls on the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
What a great acceptance speech.
What do you think, Chris? A lot of perverts in here.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You want to lick it? We'll lick you all over.
Oh, there's some new ones. Sounds like he's in a bathroom.
He was.
And there's a voicemail actuator.
Oh, hold on. That's the new what the hell is that? I'm sorry.
Here's the Dateline guy.
Darling, I would love to just throw you on a bed and make love to you right off.
See, they got a
He's terrible.
They got a guy now who's reading the lines instead of Chris Hansen.
He's not as good as Chris.
I believe it feels good to the ladies.
You bet it does.
Here's the man, CH, though.
You say you're looking for hot sex.
Yes. Sex. First, I would undress you and lay you down, kiss all over your body, and completely relax you. How's that for starters?
Is that Travis?
So we have chocolate and flowers. Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you know, we should actually start the show.
That might be a good idea.
But before we do, the tape that I think will become more annoying than... than that one was.
More annoying than that? Yeah!
I wanted to puke every time they started that theme last night.
I know, it sucks.
God! Oh, did you just want to smack all of the kids and all of the parents and all
Let's bring all the kids into the studio.
And Jeff Foxworthy, who was sitting there during American Idol and...
And not one redneck joke.
It's a shame because Buzz loves kids.
And he loves redneck.
It's a shame he's not here at work.
Let's see what he thinks about that. You know, think he's annoyed at that?
Dial fast because he'll be here soon.
He'll be here any minute.
I think I see him. Cresting the hill. Brilliant lyrics.
Are you smarter
than a fifth grader?
Because there's going to be a test later.
Not since Mr. Ed has there been as good a theme.
Oh.
Where are you at now? How come you're not here yet?
I'm still approaching the George Washington Parkway, which is where you left me.
Buzz, what's the mood out there?
The mood has gotten even angrier, Mike, as some people are actually beginning to crawl out of their cars now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you blame this on any children?
Oh, there's no question about it, Rob. If there hadn't been school today, if people had kept the kids home, none of this would have ever happened.
Buzz, what would be your comments for minivans or, say, station wagons with children in them? Parents ferrying their children around the Beltway.
In life-threatening vehicles that block a normal driver's vision in all directions.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank, who is staging a hunger strike today.
Right.
Away from the Don and Mike show. He's protesting and causing a traffic jam on the American Legion Bridge today. Buzz, why are you stopping traffic with your radio stunt?
Because my bladder is full and I haven't had lunch, and nobody's crossing this bridge until I get those things.
We're speaking with noted greenhouse gas activist Buzz Burbank. Buzz, what can you tell me about the conditions of the air out there?
To be honest, Mike, the lower part of the sky, much as in Los Angeles, has a brown tinge to it.
Mm-hmm.
As exhaust fumes from the backup begin to clog the valley around the Potomac River.
Very good.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank, who's been sitting on top of this billboard now for 68 consecutive hours. Of course, waiting for the Baltimore Ravens to win a playoff game. Buzz, you're going to be there? By my estimation, at least until early 2008 when the playoffs start again.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
Buzz? Buzz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mike.
Buzz, have you read the new CBS circular?
No, is there a new one?
The one regarding docking pay.
Oh, yeah.
what was the percentage for every 10 minutes of work missed?
100%.
Right.
You know, it's don't ask, don't tell, 100% compliance.
It was implemented after the very famous Don and Mike furlough.
Well, I thought perhaps my attendance record would defend me.
And Buzz, exactly why have you chosen today to make this stand, to draw the line in the sand, to say today is the day that you will no longer take crap from us and not show up to your job? Why today?
You know, sometimes how workers will call in sick. I'm actually calling in well today. I feel too good to really work.
Buzz, you've been in the radio business since the early 30s. How many sick days do you think you've accumulated?
Three.
There he is. Buzz Burbank.
Current speed, please.
Thank you.
Current speed, please, Buzz.
He's having trouble with that phone.
Zero. We're not moving.
Not moving.
How about another song? Like, they all live in little ticky-tackies or whatever that song is you sing.
Oh, no, no. You mean they're coming to take me
they're
away.
They're coming to take me away, right.
Let's see if it requires... You'll have to clap for me because I can't clap and hold the wheel.
At that speed, you can't steer with your knees?
Come on, Buzz. You're all about steering with your knees.
I forgot. Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
Hit the horn.
What?
You should use the horn for your song.
You know, in time. Ba-bop, ba-bop, ba-bop. Ha-ha. Da-da-da-da-da. Ha-ha. Da-da-da-da-da. Ha-ha. Da-da-da-da-da. Ha-ha.
What could possibly go wrong?
All right, here we go. One, two, ready, go.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? You left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away. Uh-huh. They're coming to take me away. Oh, hee-hee. Uh-huh. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. Uh-huh.
Bravo.
Buzz Burbank, everyone.
Bravo. In his motor vehicle.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're very welcome.
Buzz, of course, if you're just tuning in, has vowed not to come in until every month is Black History Month.
And his stunt, if you just tuned in, is to drive the Beltway continuously until it is done.
I promise you I'm not turning around and going back until 6:45.
We're on the phone with Buzz Burbank. He's in the middle of the Lake Forest Mall inside a glass-enclosed phone booth with a 14 other 13Q jocks. How many pounds do all of these DJs weigh, and how many gumballs are surrounding them?
Guess it.
Buzz?
Yes?
Don't you think you would have made better time if you didn't put your makeup on in the car?
I thought of that.
Buzz, I'm sorry. We're breaking up on you.
Yes, you are.
As Carl Fippinger says...
I'm going to have to forgive you.
Right, breaking up is so hard to do.
It's been great talking to you, Buzz. It's been great knowing you.
Buzz, one rarely gets an eyewitness account of something like this. Thank you for your detailed journalism.
Hey, call anytime.
Bye-bye. I got to make another call. See you later. Bye-bye.
Buzz is speaking to us on Getaway Day.
Wednesday.
Let's have that big five-day weekend.
Yes. Getaway Day here in the Washington area.
Hippie Day.
Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes, Don and Mike, not to tattle on anyone.
But we felt we wouldn't be doing our job as broadcasters.
It's 3:21 East Coast time, and Buzz is definitely late.
We really felt we'd give him 10 minutes, and then after the next 10 minutes, we'd get management's take on this and what you need us to do.
Amy, bring me Buzz's personnel file, please.
There you go. Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a tool he is. Even when he plays along, isn't he just a tool?
Now you can just feel the energy of the bit being sucked out of the room.
Tool of tools.
This show is great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet it is.
It's MHK.
This show is just almost over.
Oh, no.
Hip, way to be.
We've not even started it yet.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
What up?
Oh, no.
Well, hi, everybody.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Ed, you didn't say our name.
Ed.
Well, hi, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's
Don and Mike. Thanks, Ed. Don and Mike Show, everybody. New episode Wednesday. Phone number you just heard at 877-365-3636. Why are you waving over to Buzz's?
I always salute him. I always look over at this time in the broadcast and give him a salute.
Who the F is he? Very seriously, I know we're having fun with Buzz. We all went through the exact same traffic jam, and when we went through it...
You know, and you're beginning to think like I am. The ground that he's supposed to be covering moved relatively quickly.
When you and I went past it, that relatively...
You zipped through it because you got on at the good exit.
Yeah, but when we both got through it relatively the same time, they were cleaning up the accident, right?
Yeah. It was over on the left side, and I think it should have been moving okay. I'm very confused. You know, I'd like to point out that in the history of cable access, Merrill Howard Kalin never was late for his show.
Johnny!
Oh,
Norman! Oh. Welcome, everybody!
Welcome!
Hi, welcome, Don and Mike Show. Hello!
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Bend me, shape me any way you want me. Yeah.
Hey.
That's a good one, everybody, from the late 60s, early 70s, American breed.
Back of the rack.
Later became Rufus. Backup
you know
band for Chaka Khan.
What's up? That's why it was called Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Right. What's up?
You know what? I think a fifth grader would have been smart enough to have left earlier to get to work.
I love it. Sing it, kid.
Maddening. 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 The show was exactly as we all knew it would be. Interesting for the first 5 seconds.
Well, what Buzz doesn't know is when he does do the news this evening, child lover Buzz Burbank will have that as his background music for the entire news.
Hello there, Don Mike Show. He loves kids so much.
Hey guys, I want to talk to you guys about a commercial that you guys were talking about yesterday. The show where the guy calls his father-in-law.
Right.
Did you know that they cut the part where it says Jimmy crack corn and I don't care?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know why?
I imagine so that they could add in more copy for whatever phone it is they're hawking.
If you Google it, that song, Jimmy Crack Corn, okay, it's a slave song that the slaves used to sing about the man.
Now, hold on. We have an expert on such things here. I've never been aware of that.
It is my unexpert opinion that they just took a piece of that commercial out, as they do in many commercials that run a lot, just to put in whatever it is they want to jam home.
Yeah, they wanted to fit more copy in to sell the product.
I don't think it's because Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care is a slave song.
It could be. I mean, I'm just saying, just try and Google it and see what it is.
It is. It's an old
slave song? No, it's a modern song.
Robbie?
It was first done by the Beatles.
That's just what I got when I Googled. Jimmy Crack Corn.
What, hold on, was that? When you Googled it,
yeah, when you Google Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care, it told me the top 5 searches were, it's an old slave song that the slaves used to sing about their masters cracking the whip.
Gotcha. I really don't think that's why they took it out of the commercial, though.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know if it was it.
I heard that it was an inner city barbecue song. It was like Jimmy, for Jimmy Walker, and then they had crack and they had corn, and I Don't Care.
I always thought, you know what it was? You're right. It was Jimmy. Jim Beam.
Jim Beam.
Crack cocaine.
Right.
And Laura Korn.
That's it.
Jimmy Crack Corn.
It was a sex party.
And I Don't Care. Give me my Jim Beam, my crack, and sexpert Laura Korn, and I Don't Care.
See, with Buzz Burbank missing, there's a goofy quality that we're always goofy, but it's just a little goofier today.
So the song has nothing to do with your brother.
Although
Jimmy,
you know, it could because he likes crack
and corn.
He likes making corn.
Yes.
First, you got to eat it, then you make it.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Better yet,
Radio Messiahs.
I'll let you eat it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Loyal listener calling.
Hi there. What's up?
I am not usually a tattletale.
Yes, sir.
But I just clearly saw Buzz smoking a doob in the church's parking lot.
Well, that might be good if we still worked by the church. You got to know the layout of our new studios, my friend.
Keep your catamari rolling, my friend.
All right, see you later. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely the ganja.
What you got there, Rob?
I've got the story of Jimmy Crack Corn, if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
It's an educational show.
Sure.
Jimmy Crack Corn, originally called Jim Crack Corn, tells the story of a slave whose job it is to wait on Massa and hand him de plate.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Is it written that way, or are you saying
no,
it like
this
that?
Is how it's written. Pass down the bottle when he get dry, and brush away the blue tail fly.
Kiss my fat ass!
Among the things he's supposed to brush away from the blue tail fly is Massa's pony using a hickory broom. One day when the flies are especially thick, one gets through and bites. Well, either Master or the pony, you can't tell. And anyway, it is...
I realized I stupidly have that button turned on for his studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz's studio?
He's not even here.
Right.
I'm wasting energy. Excuse me, Rob. You're right in the middle of that.
Is there a chance I could go over there and play while he's not here?
Stay here and play. All he's got over there is his porno in his computer.
That's right. He's got it in there.
Anyway, the pony bolts. Massa pitches into the ditch and dies. And the coroner's jury blames the blue tail fly.
What?
Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care because old Massa gone away. So it is a slave.
Thank you. A beautiful reading by Rob Spiewak.
I still don't understand the Jimmy cracked corn.
Well, Jimmy was the slave.
What's the crack?
The whip.
Oh.
To get rid of, he was brushing away the blue tail fly.
So you crack corn, that means...
What's corn?
Why is corn in there?
Corn's always good.
No, but I mean, what's that mean? You're trying to make sense out of it.
If we're whipping Jimmy...
Right.
Why is corn involved?
I'm reading further. Hold on.
We're not whipping Jimmy. Jimmy's whipping the flies.
Let's consult...
I thought it's a slave song. I thought he just said that Jimmy's the slave. And
but it's not about the punishing of the slave. I think it's about...
Is it about the joy of being a slave?
I think it's what he's doing.
Charlie Maddox. Charlie M. A musician in Shenandoah...
You got a slave song out for Charlie M.
He's a musician in Shenandoah, Virginia. Says crack corn comes from the old English term crack, meaning gossip, and cracking corn was the traditional Shenandoah expression for sitting around chit-chatting.
Oh, okay. All right, so but what does that do with slavery? Because that just sounds like if Jimmy cracked corn means Jimmy's just, you know, flopping his lips.
Yeah, Jimmy's just chatting.
Well, he doesn't care because Massa's gone away. That's the next line.
Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care.
Who's singing I don't care?
Obviously another slave.
Is it Jimmy, the Massa? Or
no, Jimmy's not the Massa.
Well, no, I was saying, is it Jimmy?
I believe that's the first time I've ever said Massa.
Is it Jimmy or the Massa?
Yeah.
Or a third party singing?
I'm not sure.
Here's more.
All right, more information. Yeah. You know what? These type of discussions could not have been held on this show prior to the internet.
This strange phrase comes from a song first published in 1846 as Jim Crack Corn or the Blue Tail Fly.
Welcome to Rob's Wheelhouse.
The song is credited, and I love this guy, to Daniel Emmett, a member of the then popular blackface minstrel group, the Virginia Minstrels.
Happened in Virginia. Way to be proud, Virginia.
Buzz is still in Virginia.
Would you like the blackface group or the blue man group?
I'd like the blackface group much better. And it's easier to get tickets.
Does this give any further details on Jimmy Crackhorn?
It does. Sung from a slave's point of view, the song is about the slave's task again of shooing flies away. However, it's possible that the Jimmy Crackhorn chorus actually had an independent life of its own. It's a rewrite of the old song, The Blue Tail Fly. However, the chorus or refrain that sung consisted only of the single line.
But although,
I find it hard to believe. Excuse me for 1 second, Mike.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe. No matter how good things were, relatively speaking, for someone who was a slave...
Like Jimmy?
It still had to suck so much ass that you wouldn't sit around at night and write songs about how great it was.
Well, I am still trying to figure out. Jimmy Crackhorn, that means Jimmy's talking.
Right.
Jimmy's talking, and I don't care. Why is someone saying, I don't care about that?
Here's the question.
Is it the Massa? Because is the Massa saying... Jimmy's talking, and I don't care because he's...
No, because I think the Massa would not use that kind of lingo.
Here's the theory right here. Jim cracked corn, I don't care, is such a weird phrase that it's hard to believe that Emmett completely invented it for use as a chorus. Minstrel performers ripped off music from real African Americans and from each other. It's possible that the line came from an actual slave work song, and I don't care, referring to a put-on lack of concern at the monotony of the work. So it could just be nonsense.
Then you're saying our slaves are like happy-go-lucky, like, hey, we've got no rights and we've got dog collars on and we have to do all this dehumanizing work, but we don't care. We are treated like dirt, but we don't care. We serve our master, but we don't care.
Another theory is that crack corn can refer to the common practice of cracking corn kernels for making food like hominy.
Oh, wait a minute, though. The reason the song's such BS is the song was not written by a slave. The song was written by a white guy.
Yeah, but it could have been stolen from an actual
song. So that answers your question about, hey, we're very, very happy. No, we're not. No, no. This is written by somebody who has no concern
so it's
about
like,
them.
So it's like Pat Boone wrote the song.
Right, exactly.
In the context of
this song was written by Whitey.
Gotcha. I Don't Care implies that corn cracking work isn't so hard, and now that the master
now, is hold
dead,
on. I'm going to stop you right there. You're okay. Saying corn cracking work, so it's not chatting. Corn cracking is getting rid of the flies.
There's no corn cracking, according to this, is turning the corn kernels into hominy. There are many theories floating
around.
Well,
now we've got three different theories, Mike. We've heard either that they're chatting.
That's corn cracking.
Or that they're actually cracking corn.
And making hominy.
Or they're shooing flies.
And this song.
For massa.
He's happy that the master is dead. A reading that is often taken by abolitionists.
Oh, okay, now we're talking.
And the interpretation that keeps the song alive on children's records and folk albums today.
But if the master's dead,
right. I don't follow any
why
of
is
that.
He cracking corn?
He's returned to it even though he doesn't have to do it.
I think cracking corn is making a food product.
Hold on.
We're going to call an expert?
Yeah, we sure are.
Let's call an expert on this.
And yet another theory says the phrase could be a sheer nonsense line repeated for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And after this, I'd like to discuss why a feather in a hat would ever be called macaroni.
That's not a slave song, though.
No, it's not.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her cap and called it.
Ah, the buster. Buzzy cracked corn and I don't care.
Yeah, unless I can straighten this whole thing out.
Please do, Buzz.
I don't care because Massa is dead. Massa got hit, kicked in the head by a horse, and the slave couldn't be happier, especially since he's been vindicated by a jury.
Wouldn't it be easier if you were just here and you could say that into a microphone?
Without breaking up?
It sure would. It sure would.
An equally plausible theory that is going around is that cracking corn means cracking open a jug of corn liquor.
There is another. That is now the fourth meeting.
These theories are flying to you, man.
We have four
meetings.
All from the internet. No, all from the internet.
Cracking corn. Talking, cracking corn, making hominy. Cracking corn, swatting flies away. And cracking corn now making corn liquor.
Hey, how about this? The guy who wrote it also wrote Dixie.
Buzz, where are you now?
I'm in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
I've just arrived.
He's here.
Where are you? Yes.
Which side did you park on?
Here, I'm waving my hand outside the door.
Well, it's nice to know that your phone service doesn't work in Virginia or Maryland.
Are you out to the front or off to the left or right?
Out to the front.
You know, he should come in.
You might want to come in, Buzz.
I would love to.
Okay. We're doing a little radio show.
Goodbye.
That's a troublesome phone.
I like it.
God damn it.
Are you looking for him?
Yeah, I'm watching him.
Is he moving slow?
What?
Like
a goddamn woman.
Well, is he like getting his handbag straight?
Getting his purse together.
Putting on his face?
He's got that space age thing that he brings his drinks in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a refrigerated bag.
He's bringing his stuff in.
Here he comes. Look at this. La la.
No urgency, right?
No urgency.
No urgency at all. And he's making his way into his studio now.
There
and there he is.
There you go.
Buzzito.
Hi, Buzz.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care.
I'm good.
How are you? Good opening segment today. Thank you, Buzz.
You're very welcome. Can we break? I got to pee.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take him off here, boss.
All right, take it off.
Damn things is blocking the scenery. Oh, man, I'm dying.
You see him.
She ain't got nothing but no one safe to be in all that thing wrong. Come on, baby, pop.
Come on, baby.
Hey, Lord, whatever I done, don't strike me blind for another couple of minutes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Lucille. I mean Lucille, boy. Where are you getting that? That's Lucille, you motherhead. And you think so innocent and built like that just got to be named Lucille. Lord, she's doing it. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's driving us crazy and loving every minute of it.
Shut your mouth about my receiver.
Yeah.
No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi again, Buzz.
Hi again.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How's your bladder now?
Oh, much better. Thank you for that.
Last night, poor Jared got the very first dose of what it's like during American Idol with me and with Rob. Now, keep in mind, she's been my girlfriend way over a year and been living with me for like 4 months now.
Right.
And during that 4 months, there has not been American Idol.
Right.
Meaning I talked to Rob like a normal person talks to your friend.
Right.
Hey, how you doing? What's happening?
That kind of
right. Thing. Well, last night, it all just erupted.
Oh,
and I don't mean on Janet's part. I mean on my part and on Rob's part. We try so hard not to talk. Right? We try to keep this inside us while the show is on because
sure.
We know how incredibly queer it appears that we must discuss every goddamn aspect of the stupid show while it's on.
When the communication resumes like it did last night, it resembles teenage girls, right? I mean, it would be that kind of frequency. Right.
Yeah, and the problem here is that just last week, I'm coming off the discussion with Jan about during American Idol,
right.
No talking.
Pause.
So last night, right. While it starts, and I'm getting worked up right away with the first guy, like, they suck ass.
It's a total suck fest. I actually left. I couldn't stand
me
it.
Me too. During the first commercial, you liar.
You didn't even visit.
That's right. During the first commercial, the phone rings, right?
Right.
And she says, who would dare call you?
She knows the rules.
During American Idol. And I right. look at her and I go, oh. And I hold up the caller ID. And I said, see what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Old friend is back.
So
I said,
boys are back in
I
town.
Said, couldn't help yourself, could you? So then it started back and forth, and she mentioned to me, like, I don't know, during maybe our third phone call back and forth, she said, so let me just get this straight.
Yeah, please.
During American Idol, I'm supposed to just sit and wait for a moment when you tell me I can speak. But if Rob calls, you'll drop everything and talk to him. I said, well, first off, Rob only calls, and I only call Rob during commercials.
Mm.
She said, don't you ever talk to each other during the show? And I said, only if something happens
dramatic, something very dramatic.
That is so outstanding. It must
right.
be commented on.
Got to be big.
Immediately.
Would it be, I'm not there, so I don't know how it goes. Would it go something like this, where you're talking to him, and it's like, yep, you're right. Okay, that's it. Yeah, all right. All right, I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
What? Yes.
Is it something like that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Is it like when you see flight attendants on a plane that are laughing and carrying on and having a great time, and then they turn to you and their faces go cold?
Yeah. That's absolutely it.
It's kind of, so she's normal in feeling a little left out of the party.
I think Yeah, and I told her a really nice story about Frida. I said that, Frida used to say to me that it would appear that Santa Claus was calling.
Because you light up.
When Rob would call and we talk about the show, and then she'd say, and then you would hang up the phone, just what you're saying, Mike. And, like,
yep.
And all the light goes out of your face, and you're like, oh, right. Back to you. Back to you. So you'll be glad to know this is now the second woman in my life who already is starting to view you as some sort of a threat,
mm-hmm.
saying last night, even after the show is over, she said, is it okay if I talk during the fifth grader's show? And I said, and she's kidding, of course.
Right,
I said,
right.
Come on, Jan, get over it. And she said, well, no, I don't really know. Do you want to talk to Rob? Is there anything you need to talk to Rob about?
How many total calls would there have been between you guys?
Maybe five.
There could have been six, but someone called my house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were telling that story before you went on the air.
And if you're just an outer ring acquaintance, not really a friend,
mm-hmm.
don't call people during American
You got to know that.
Yeah.
And plus, like I tell people, I keep that line open for Rob.
Please. Mm-hmm.
He's the only one allowed to call during American Idol.
That's Rob, where, now I'm beginning to realize that's why you probably don't watch a lot of these shows, TiVo.
No,
because you want to get the fresh reaction, and what you guys are doing is basically syncing your watches.
Yeah, watching together in
our hearts. The way
syncing our gay watches and our penises.
Uh-huh. But it's normal.
Gay.
No, it's not.
Gay.
It's normal for you guys.
It's normal if you're watching sports. It's normal if you're doing anything that's at all heterosexual.
Uh-huh.
We're watching American Idol.
I think we bring a wonderful straight spin to that show, though. Because we make fun of a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
We're not very... we don't indulge the show in the show being the show.
Oh, what is the other thing Janet said that made me laugh? Not much. She said, well, I think you found someone who will listen to your incessant babbling about how the show is set up and your theories on the show and your theories on why this guy says this and why this guy says that. I said, yes, absolutely.
To which I always reply, well, the problems are multifold. It's not just that, but this.
How does your wife respond to this? How does she take it? She's grown accustomed to it.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And she doesn't talk much to me anyway.
And is it the same thing on your end? You know, well, you'll just be giggling and laughing like a schoolgirl.
Right.
And you'll hang up with Dawn and turn to her and say, turn it up.
No, she's not allowed to touch the volume.
Oh, she doesn't have the remote. Way to go.
Of
course.
No.
Yeah, of course she doesn't.
It's always too loud for her. If she's watching.
Is she able to speak?
How's that?
Is she able to speak?
She communicates, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she has her way.
What a lame, even though the phone lines were burning last night.
Did I miss anything?
No. The guys, that's the worst batch of boys that they've ever had on American Idol. They all sing with a falsetto. No one has a manly voice, not even the fat boy who had the hairspray in his chinny chin chin last night.
Sundance Head.
Yeah, Sundance Head.
Son of Roy Head.
Right. He gives good music.
Nice head, good head. Right. They all come out and they sing the same
high pitch.
How
is the beatbox boy?
I think he goes tonight.
I think you're wrong about that. I think
I liked him last week.
The brown Donny Osmond.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's safe again.
He's out.
I promise you he's safe.
He's very out.
He was in the top four last week.
Well, it's not tonight, though. You got the girls.
I know it's tomorrow, but yeah. If anybody's got a brain, the John Norman lookalike, the guy with the shaved head will be the first to go.
Now, you know, I think that I got looking at him last night, and I really don't think that gives John a fair shake. I think you should call him the Martian.
And you know also... as long as we were discussing Black History Month, I'll discuss the African-American candidates on that show, the black guys.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the one guy who, in my mind, is like, he looks like the Duke basketball player, Shane Battier. I hope I'm getting that name right. He's, Rob would call him striped. His mom is white and mm-hmm. his dad is black. And he's trying to do a Marvin Gaye song.
Oh, the one who resembles Lester Holt.
That's what I called him, mm-hmm. Lester Holt.
Right.
And
is he the one with big eyebrows?
Yes.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah.
But
he's going to go. I think he's going to go away.
He sings the white man way, which mm-hmm. is to over-enunciate the words like it's, oh, let's get it on right now, baby. Let's get it on. And the other guy who really has some soul.
When I get that feeling, I get sexual healing.
The other brother comes out and sings the Cyndi Lauper song.
Uh-huh. What song?
Time After Time.
Hey!
It's like, first off,
what's wrong with them?
Dude, you're black.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it's a chick song.
Huh.
And third, you suck. And his only response is, well, I think my grandma would have liked it.
Yeah. Well, because it was dedication night.
Probably right.
Which really begs the other question, why would you dedicate Let's Get It On to your parents?
Yeah.
Which you did.
Oh, wow.
Which is really
awkward. Maybe it was their song, you know. Maybe it was their favorite song.
I still don't think it's wise play.
It's not right.
Oh. Jimmy Crack Corner, I don't care.
That's what the beatbox guy sang.
It was still...
So it was a total suck fest?
Yeah, but even though it sucked, it's still worth watching.
I know. It was... once a year, I will skip it. Yeah. I will just skip it.
The chicks will be on tonight. They'll be much better. They'll blow the guys away.
Won't be able to look at Antonella Barba the same way.
And I want to look at her boobs tonight very seriously, because when I look at the photos and on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, our webmaster, Craig, I was during the break looking, we have an entire section now of photos of her.
And I think they are, even I noticed them... Even before all this internet stuff came up, I noticed that they were large.
And the shots of her that are not Photoshop, like the BJ shots, but the ones where she's doing like the sexy poses for her boyfriend,
right?
She does have the push-up bra, and
let me offer this.
Hard to tell how big they really are.
The photos of the BJ photos actually prove that it is somebody else because of her breasts.
Unless
because you can see the what they look like. And then when you see the picture in the fountain, totally different. And when you see her on TV, they're much larger.
Let me offer this.
Yeah, what?
What if she's had work since those pictures were taken?
That's possible.
I also read
I thought about that when I saw it. I don't want to believe.
Some of her sorority sisters said that in the BJ pictures, her nose is too big.
Yeah, they said
the girl,
it's not
the girl
her nose.
Given the BJ has a nose too big. Yeah. Yes, hold on, Yanni.
There was another thing that same girl said, that the she'd never worn acrylic nail tips in her entire life.
Mm. Yeah.
Yanni,
special occasion. Well, she wanted to have artificial nails because she was going to be touching something she didn't want to, you know, get her nails on.
We got a good section of that on our website.
Makes it fun to watch her, though, doesn't it?
No, I'm not.
Are you looking at Antonella?
No.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Well, no. Are you looking at me? Are you looking at the picture that I was actually... I was. No. They asked me. They asked me, and I gave permission for them to keep it on
there. No. 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 Come over here.
Come on.
Don't get mad.
Come on.
Somebody photoshopped you.
Oh.
Somebody photoshopped you. God damn.
That's not funny.
Well, hi, everybody.
That's not funny.
I am. All right, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm fine being the new punching bag on the website.
You know, here's what I say.
Did you see the Jabba the Hutt?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Johnny,
where's Jabba the Hutt?
On there? Oh, all right. I'm going to go over there again.
Where do we find these? Someone photoshopped.
Look at this. You're going to love this.
The O'Mara Howard Kalin show.
Mm-hmm. How does he get it?
Okay, hold on a second. Here, it said Mike O'Mara right here. Hold on.
Do you know how he finds it?
Green room.
Yeah.
Is
it under message board?
Someone started a thing that says Mike O'Mara Photoshop.
Okay, on the message board.
I think so.
Okay.
Right? Where is it? Right there. Mike O'Mara. Is that it?
There's one in the Daily Log section that is Mike and Carla's picture on page 4. There's a Photoshop. Should be one of the last posts.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second then. Let me go back here. So I've not seen that. Where was that?
You thought me photoshopped this Merrill Howard Kalin brought you.
On Daily Log? All right. Okay. Hold on. I'm clicking on it now.
Now the computer slowed down.
Well, you know, and Mike, really, that's fair game. I mean, feel free. Take my face as well. Put my face in something funny.
No, but you're gonna get a real charge out of this one.
Someone took this guy.
Oh no!
Right, and put Mike's face in. Okay, they said page 4 of Mike and Carla's picture.
Is that it, John?
Page I'm there 4? Right now. Okay. Wow, that's got a lot of views. 6,727 views.
Love to see all, that. All I want to say about it is.
Is it a Photoshop?
I didn't know you did that for
it's a Photoshop, the comment in the background.
Because I know who the Photoshop is of.
The Photoshop is Carla and myself, and it's somebody that had an awful lot of time to do it this well.
I mean, you're doing Jabba the Hutt, right?
Yeah.
Is that who it is? Is it good? Is it as good as that one that... And I'm sorry I laughed at that one.
Hey, it's not as good as Merrill Howard Kalin. I don't think it's as well done.
Feel free to put my face in some of those, too, because I don't want this big pile on my day. Those things are funny as hell.
But you know what?
We should have just a Photoshop page anyway.
You know what Carla said to me last night? We were talking about the past. She was laughing when she heard me talking about the Comcast photos that were up there. And then she said to me, which made it even worse, she said,
that really hurt your feelings, though, didn't it?
I'm like, no, it didn't really hurt. Yeah, it really did. You know, what does she want me to do, cry? You gonna cry? Gonna cry? Is it up? I guess it's just.
I'll let you know. It's very slow. Uh-huh. Our computers right now are like buzzes driving to work today.
Yes, but I'm using
very
it,
slow.
I'm using it to motivate myself. I am using it to motivate myself.
Don't listen. Don't take it seriously. I had not seen that. That's funny. Go ahead, do that to me too.
Funny is funny.
I'd like to have my face on one of those. What's the guy?
It's me Photoshop. I'll tell you what it is.
It's Merrill Howard Kalin is the one that made me laugh with Mike's face on there. That's a good Photoshop. Put my face in there.
It's me Photoshopped as Jabba the Hutt standing next to Carla Photoshopped as Princess Leia.
Hold on.
Can't wait to see it.
The page is just...
There it is.
It just...
I knew it would bring you great joy.
That's a pretty good photo.
It's a great. I mean, that's somebody who took some care, took some time. And you know what the thing is? The photograph of me was not doctored in any way, which is unique. Yeah. It really is unique.
All right, it's just loaded. And you're right. They put Carla's face on Carrie Fisher's body.
They managed to get a very unflattering expression on Carla's face too.
I see what they, you know what they did? Because they have the picture of you guys at the hockey game on top.
I think my picture might be another picture.
They just took her face and flipped her image, so she's looking the other way, and yours is definitely like from a publicity picture, maybe? God damn.
I don't even know how Jabba the Hutt sounds. I don't remember it.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, that's good. All right, well.
I want to thank everyone for the photoshops.
He is, huge.
Funny. Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Throw me in there as well.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Please, but I can take it.
Please do. That stuff, I find that to be hilarious.
Funny.
I mean, go ahead. Have me having sex with Bart Simpson. Uh-huh. You know, go ahead. Knock yourself out. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I welcome it. I welcome it. And from the HC to all the people that...
The HC?
The happy clown.
Ah.
I say bring it. Bring it on, my friends.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much. And I will not be agoraphobic because of this. I will leave my home. I want everyone to know that I will leave my home. Still hoping to see the pictures before this segment ends.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, gentlemen, I have a very short question. If there was a catfight between Rob and Janet, who would win Don's undying love?
Listen, Janet, of course, Rob doesn't have a vagina.
Thank you.
At least not a natural one.
And it's not love in the same way. It's what it is... It's more or less a clique. It's like a schoolgirl thing. It really is.
You know what it is? Rob and I think we're cooler than everyone else, and we can watch this show and analyze
it
and stay ahead of other people on it.
And you have that kind of same brain thing going, you know?
A lot of times we call each other like, and it's like, God, we're so gay. Be like, phone and go, do you believe he picked that song? My God, what the frig was he thinking?
Mm-hmm.
What, is he from 1940? And I said to Rob last night, for God's sakes, where's this year's Bo Bice?
Yeah.
Where's someone with half a nut?
Are you still using, when you communicate, the special phones?
Our princess
phones. Yes. The pink princess phones.
Yes. And your voice, that was, when you called the Bo Bice call, you were already, your voice was in second gear.
Yeah.
You were already upset when you called. Although I did want to ask you about one thing.
Yeah.
You called me yesterday morning, and when I picked up the phone, you said, hi, Carrie. Is Rob there?
Oh, yeah, I know, because you're a...
That's what didn't you say he sounded like Harry?
Yeah, your voice, I told Mike that. Your voice sounded, it sounded like a girl answering the phone.
Really?
Wow.
Wasn't that normal, you know, hello? It was, oh.
Like sexy?
Breathy. Just said, hey,
perhaps
Carrie.
Perhaps you had something in your throat accounting for you unable to give your usual deep baritone.
That's right. Well, normally...
Hi, everybody. I actually did say, hey, Carrie, it's Don, is Rob there? And he's like, hello, it's me. I'm like, oh, hey.
It was awkward. There was an awkward moment.
For a moment, but you made me laugh at the end. He said, all right, well, this is Carrie. Goodbye.
Did it bring back the embarrassment of when you were in the chorus at high school and they put you in the alto section?
Not as embarrassing as when they put me in the wrong dance troupe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Those tights never fit right.
Rob Spiewak in Riverdance.
Hello? Mike?
Hello?
Mike?
I'm here.
I want you to feel better about your body image. You know, with a body like that, you could go for it.
and then I get smaller and smaller.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Radio guys, how are you today?
Howdy, we're doing great.
Good. Hey, you forgot the funniest part last night with Simon wishing his mom a happy birthday.
His mom.
Yeah, that was another moment of discussion between myself and Rob and then Janet and myself. When the guy got up and the fat boy, the Jack Osborne boy,
mm-hmm.
he sang a song called Trouble.
How did he do?
He did pretty well. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of the song before, but it was a song basically saying he'd be nowhere without his woman.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of it, he said, and I would be nowhere without my woman. And then Simon Cowell said, you know, I feel the exact same way. And Janet looked at me and she said, oh, see that? And I said, please, that's as calculated as the day is
long.
Man,
that's trying to humanize him.
Hello, that's exactly the discussion we had. And then, to further piss her off, during the commercial, Rob called, and right away, with Janet sitting right there, I said, Janet has this ridiculous theory that Simon is like letting down his... And I said, Rob, is that contrived? And I just held the phone, and you hear Rob go, it's 100% crap!
So if Janet ever answers the phone now, Rob on the other one will be, hi, Janet, Rob, need to speak to Don, please.
I think she already knows the drill. Do not answer.
Do not answer.
Do not answer.
Absolutely.
Only I can pick that up. Yes, hello. Hello, sweet love.
Hey, Don, would you say that...
Not you, I was talking to Rob. I was practicing to answer the phone when Rob calls
tonight.
Thought
it was my sweet.
Rob doesn't have a vagina in that fight?
It's be a love, Mike. It's actually be a love. Be a love and let's talk about American Idol.
Is it
tonight.
Be a love or be a deer?
Well, it's been all. It's been be a love. It's been be a deer heart.
You know, over the years, we have had numerous homoerotic undertones on this program.
Gay, 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 gay. Gay, 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 gay,
gay, gay. What did you want to talk about?
Would you say that Rob doesn't have a vagina in that fight?
Yes. That's right. Okay, I'm glad.
Incidentally, when you refer to Rob's vaginas, please call it a vagina.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
It's at home.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
It's the one you keep in your car.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, we have a theory about the bald John Norman lookalike guy.
Yeah.
We think he looks more like Bat Boy from the Weekly World News.
I remember that, but that's so exactly what he looks like.
That's pretty good.
And maybe a little bit of Nosferatu, too.
Yes.
The old one, you know? Right. Was it Klaus Kinski?
No, Max Schreck.
Was it Max Schreck?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Hey, Don and Mike. Buzz, I'm so happy that you're back. Thank you so much for making my day.
Me too. Thank you.
Anyways, about last night on the show, or what?
I don't like you.
She last night was sober as a judge. She had clear eyes. She spoke full, complete sentences.
And that's when I think her hormones are kicking in, when she is cold sober.
I don't like you.
That's exciting.
Say that to Simon. I don't like you. Please. You know what you want? You want Simon's meat so bad.
Oh, she does.
You want his meat so bad.
And Simon,
bad.
I think Simon would gladly offer it.
I think he has. Yeah.
Didn't we speculate, was it last year, the year before, that hands are probably doing a lot of walking under that table?
Yes, because you couldn't maintain the working relationship if he had really banged Paula Abdul.
Exactly.
But if they had, like, heavy petting,
right,
you know, kissing, feeling up and stuff at rap parties.
And
sure.
Then it's a little of that, and then Simon, you know, bites his straw that he has in their plastic Coca-Cola. And don't you think they could have better quality Coca-Cola glasses?
I think I watched actually a rerun. You ever seen the American Idol Rewind on the weekends on WGN? I happened
on
that.
There's more?
Yeah, I happened on that this weekend. And in the first season, they had paper Coke cups. So they're getting better.
So they're making progress.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't stay with it long.
You do love that magic box, don't you?
Oh, TV is the greatest. TV won't let you down.
I think the reason that they use those glasses, what, Rob?
I said a woman will let you down. TV won't let you down.
I think they sell those glasses now. I know at Target, you can go to Target.
The big red ones?
Buy those big plastic Coca-Cola glasses.
I'm a big fan of plastic. In fact, we only have plastic cups in my house.
Well, that's the law, isn't it? Isn't that what the judge said, Mike?
That's what the judge said. You want to avoid an injury. You know, just get the plastic one. Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I just want to agree with Don. I definitely think Brownie Osmond is gone definitely tomorrow. And I think the Time After Time guy, I think he's pretty much done too. And last caller beat me to it. Paula really seemed a little bit extra randy last night.
I don't like you.
So you think she... Paula, it seemed... Did she seem like she wanted it to you? That she was really hot to trot?
For Simon's meat?
Or for anybody's meat.
Yeah. Kind
of. She always seems that way to me. I'm trying to think of this crop this year, who the Paula type would be. I could see Paula pulling a Mrs. Robinson on the Indian, the little Indian boy.
You ever wonder what she might look like, though, when she takes that top off? I mean, she's got that boob job that obviously has not gone well. I mean, she has cleavage, but she's got that
cleavage that's got the skin fold.
The leathery look to it.
Where it kind of pancakes in, and then it's like a bag of BBs.
You'd have to go where Estevez is.
I think, really.
You put your eye out?
Oh, Estevez. That's right. Emilio?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
I can top that.
Emilio Sheen.
I can top that if we're playing the Who Banged Paula Abdul game to gross you out.
Okay.
Which one of those DJs in Los Angeles banged her, dated her for a while? Mark or Brian?
Did Mark and Brian, one of those guys, do her?
Wow.
Or maybe both of them
did it at the same time.
Yeah. So one of them actually dated her. Wow.
That was so inconvenient during that stage in our career when Don and I felt it necessary to date the same women at the same time. Man, the fights. Do you remember that? Really, the fights?
I only remember the girls fighting, Mike. The girls fighting back.
That's right.
Either you or I would take turns sitting on them. Sitting on them. While the other one had his fun.
It was wonderful. And they always thanked us afterwards.
Always. Well, sure they did. They knew their place.
They were, please, sir, may I have another?
They knew it was
right. Just like a fraternity ritual.
That's right. Either Mark or Brian, one of those douchebags, dated her.
That's right. Yeah.
Hello, Don, on my show. He's probably still got it all over him, too. Hello?
Hello, Don.
Radio up very loud. Turn it down, please. Big knob, turn it to the left.
How's that?
That's outstanding.
Good
boy.
Job.
Good boy. Good boy. Let's give this boy a treat.
Hey, I just want to say good morning, and I'm a stupid caller. Out.
No treat for you. I'm sorry.
No.
We are putting the doggy treats away.
I'm going to take my fish food over to your house. And I'm going to put it on your tongue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's relating to that girl yesterday with the mixed race babies. And Mike, you'll appreciate this.
That always scares the hell out of me.
You'll appreciate
that.
I'll appreciate this.
He marries me to whatever stupid thought he's about to utter right now.
Well, I would rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal phlebotomy.
Let's see? Mike, you'll appreciate that. I knew it was coming. Anytime somebody says, Mike, you'll appreciate that.
Because you're the funny man, Mike.
It's beyond stupid.
How was that, Mike?
I am the funny man. You know what? I'm the funny man. I'm the funny man on the website. I'm the cartoon on the website. Job
the heart. Oh, stop. Please, Photoshop me. Photoshop all of us, please.
No, I am not. Don, I am not sensitive about it. Really, you will never hear me say anything bad about that. I will suffer in silence. I will suffer in silence. You know, really, with Photoshop, who cannot laugh at themselves, really, when it's fun? Merrill Howard Kalin is about the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, really, that's the first time I've seen it.
Because it's so well done, too.
That was my real honest reaction. Really laugh out loud. Do it with me if you can put my face there.
But the accuracy won't be there because I think I'm just a little heavier than Merrill Howard Kalin. I'm serious. I think I'm a different body type. I carry it from my head, but I guarantee you I'm heavier than that guy. But not as smart.
Not as smart.
Not nearly.
All right, hold on a second. Let's take a break. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
You're here.
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're rude. Wow, you're like a detective or something.
And you're smart. And you're funny. But you are bitter. And you're lonely. So you treat everyone around like they're idiots.
Hi.
And you get away with it.
Sure do.
Because you're Kane.
Please stop. It's hard to write through them. He's a bitter tear.
But you're not actually getting away with it. The last nurse you made fun of, she probably slipped some crap into your coffee.
Yeah. I asked for decrapinated coffee.
Treat people like jerks. You get treated like a jerk.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Greg.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
If a triangle has an area of 16 square inches and a base of 8 inches,
yes,
how long is it tight?
I don't know.
Irreplaceable. Don and Mike. Should I stay or should I go?
Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, baby. The Clash. Rocking out the house.
And now please welcome Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah. Show was like predicted, the fifth grader show.
Mm-hmm.
Like Marge Schott said Hitler was.
Yes.
Good in the beginning.
Good start. What's your prediction?
It's already hit its
jump the
pinnacle.
It's all downhill from here.
On its way to, it may not make it till next week. I think they have Bobo, how many this week? They got three episodes this week?
Three episodes. I think they're planning three next week as well. You don't think it'll make next week?
I think the ratings are going to drop off so fast You're smarter than a fifth grader.
But I think it's going to start a trend because there are no original ideas in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And you'll get, I'd like to see Teenage Geography.
Be a good show.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Isn't it an adventure show?
Don't they always talk about academically in the United States that the weakest area of academics is geography? People don't know where things are.
Next to reading and science and math, yeah.
We're stupid
in that order.
Generally speaking, we're stupid at everything.
You know,
but geography is, you couldn't tell people, you know, where is Iraq and have them find it on a map.
What was great in that clip you just played is they're talking about how stupid people are, mm-hmm. and in that very clip, Jeff Foxworthy uses the word height.
Height.
Wow. And there's no such word.
No. And whatnot.
And so really? Forth and so on.
Hold on a second. Which cut was that?
That's the triangle question.
Number 46. All right.
If a triangle has an area of 16 square inches and a base of 8 inches, how long is its height?
Oh,
how long is its height?
How long is its height?
He's a wonderful host.
Is he smarter than a fifth grader?
He's the worst. Okay, thank you, Robbie. Well, Mike.
No, that was just funny the way you said that.
What?
Thank you, Robbie. You may be excused.
Well, he was standing there like he had more.
He wanted a gold star.
He did.
He craves your approval. You know that.
No, it's not my approval.
He does.
He craves the approval of whoever the Shure microphone he's using was named after.
Or whatever brand microphone he happens
to be
talking.
Yes, because it simply is a chance for him to say whatever a name thought it is in his mind and actually have somebody besides me or his wife hear it.
Don, I have to tell you something. Jeff Foxworthy said height. Thank you. I'm going to sit on my perch now.
I'm going to call you tonight.
Oh, God.
Am I him?
Right.
Oh, my God.
What?
I will give you my approval if you give me yours.
Of course.
Thank you.
K-K-K-K.
Wow.
K-K-K-K.
Why don't you do some photoshopping of that on our website?
No, please don't.
Please do. Please do.
You don't. Be careful what you ask for.
Hey, you know, don't we have Not Safe for Work on there?
Yes.
Yes.
Knock yourselves out. Knock yourselves out.
Well, we can look forward to some wonderful gay porn tomorrow.
That'll be nice.
I look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I love our website. I truly do. Mike, you were talking about yesterday on the other site.
Yes.
And God knows I've railed about the internet for a long time and all the nameless, anonymous douchebags that write there.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we have our own site is, why would you want to have a site that you'd send people to where they're going to read people writing that we're dicks or they don't like the show or that there's some facet of the show that they don't like? That just doesn't make sense.
No, it's crazy.
I'm glad we have a place where it's safe for our fans to go. And what's wrong with saying it's a place that if you want to bust balls and say the show sucks, you're not going to be able to do it?
Right.
Why should we send people to a website saying if you're a fan of the show, go here, there's a bunch of great stuff, and then you go to the message board and all it is people who don't have a life writing how bad we suck.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's the thought process behind that.
Well, I mean, but since that website's, inception, it's become, huge. It is huge.
Would you stop that?
I'm sorry.
I
can't let it go.
I also went on the other one last night, the one that you went on, Radio Gods Forum, and I have not been looking at that for a couple of months, and you had mentioned there was a thread about you, and there are quite a few threads. I mean, this is the thing. Why would I want to talk about that site? I mean, I'm coming at things from a little different perspective now after having taken some time off.
Right.
I don't take it quite so personally. I really don't. I looked on there last night, and the threads were like, my girlfriend is dumb. My son is a slob. My life will fall apart after the show is over.
Right.
My girlfriend is a stupid gold digger. I'm nothing but an idiot. I mean, granted, there are lots of threads there, but those are the ones that jumped out at me. I would have got mad at it before. Now I look at it and I go like, hey, what are you people going to do in a year and a half when we're not here?
Oh.
Whose star are you going to hitch on to? Who are you going to bitch about then? Because the reason that you're bitching about my girlfriend or Mike's girlfriend or my son or something on the show is that the general blanket answer thrown out there is, those guys bust balls, so we bust balls, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my thought on that at this point in my life is, that's fine. You want to bust balls, do it on a non-official website.
Mm-hmm.
but don't bust balls on an official website of the show.
Well, I also look at it as, I really do, seriously. Anything that's written on any of those websites, it's fine with me. You know why it's fine with me? Because if they ain't talking about you, they ain't listening to you. And well, that's the way I look at it.
I used to take it way too personally, and I guess I don't now. And I think there's some people on that other board who are trolling just to get a reaction out of me.
Oh, sure.
And you're not going to do it. You're just not going to do it. I'm very proud of our website.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can... It's real funny because that other one started out as a fan site.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere over time, people who listen to the show, who get on the internet, want to show that they're not lemmings and want to show that they have independent thoughts and that they can like this show, but God damn it, they can dish it out too.
Well, sure.
You know what? Here's the truth to all of you losers. If you were really so good at doing it, you wouldn't be sitting at a keyboard writing about this show or another show or whatever it is, if it's NASCAR or whatever it is that you want to pontificate upon. I'm sorry that you guys can't do it in a matter that earns you a lot of money and you fulfill a lifelong dream and you're able to make a lot of people happy every day. I'm sorry, you just got to sit behind a computer and do it anonymously, typing into your screen.
Right.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, go crazy.
But it's not going to happen on our website. And that's it.
Fair enough.
It's our website. And I read something on our website.
Not that we're not going to have content that's going to be funny, you know, that puts us down, because, I mean, it is funny. It really is.
It's like the Photoshop thing. Bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
But I did read something on our website from someone saying, isn't it funny that these guys have a moderated site, yet they're all about free speech? Yeah, I am all about free speech, but if you want to get on a website that Mike and I are paying for...
Well, it has to be moderated, really. I mean, we really... Well, on our particular site, we do have to have a moderated.
Corporate-wise, sure, it does, because we're affiliated with CBS.
Right.
But beyond that, you know, it really gets back to the basic point. I wish I would have wised up to this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I felt so defensive about saying this. Well, of course you need to keep the douchebags out. We're talking about this site on the air. Why would you advertise a site to someone who is not an active internet user? Maybe he's driving down the road today and says, you know what, I heard that thing about those pictures of Mike. I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the website tonight, and we don't want them to be bombarded with a message board that says, you know, Mike is fat. Don's son is a slob. Don is a loser. Mike is a drunk. Don is a drug addict. Don's girlfriend is stupid. Mike's girlfriend is a gold digger. I mean, there's not a point for that. There's not a place for that
right
on our website.
But our website will still maintain its entertainment value, which is the most important thing. And there is a lot of, you know, really, when I saw that Jabba the Hutt thing, I laughed my ass off. And I think that's the kind of stuff, it's not going to be completely... We're terrific either. You know, it's not going to be those kind of threads all the time. You know, hey, they're fantastic. But what's going to be on there, and the reason it's moderated, you're going to have interesting things that are said by people that really have something to say. And, you know, a lot of this stuff, they're almost, I get the feeling when I surf the net that there is some sort of almost a prerequisite that you're going to have more fun if you write negative things. And it encourages people to do so. Sometimes it's really forced. And it feels really forced. And I think that's just that's the nature of the beast. You know why it is the nature of the beast? Because it is the total anonymity of it. You can't, you know, you're hiding behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally hiding behind it.
I don't know, we used to rail about it, me specifically. I wish I hadn't for so long. Look at this differently.
But it got under your, I was always surprised, mm-hmm. and I'm glad you feel this way now, because I was always surprised at how much it got under your skin. And
I took it personally because, you know, these are my family members that these bags are writing about, but then, you know, I think about it. Would I ever want to have dinner with any of those people? No. Well, then,
but you know, even when it
why would I care what they would write about?
Even when it got under your skin, how long did you retain it? Not long.
No, but
it was kind of on your brain, and it was.
But in here, I had the luxury of getting it out of my system. But
right
now, I realize, you know, looking back in retrospect, what an idiot I was. Get a thinner skin, or a thicker skin rather. I had a pretty thin skin about it. But I would say to the people on that on the Radio Gods forum site, you know, you guys started it as a site because you like our show.
Fan site. Yeah.
And now it's...
And they still do. I think to a person, they would say that they like our show.
I read a lot of stuff that was highly negative about our show.
Yeah.
And about our website.
They have definitive opinions on the show.
Yeah. And...
Yeah, they do.
I guess that would now be... Are we going to officially call now the anti-Don and Mike show site?
Oh, I don't think they're anti, are they?
I think that
they say they give us crap. But they all, you know, we've met, they came to the station. I know what those people are. They are, They like to be
They're
involved.
More fans of the show than anybody. They eat it, breathe it, sleep it. They wait for something to happen. I mean, they say crap about us, but at the same time, they like us.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I was talking to our webmaster who was saying there's a lot of now. The people of that site are telling people of that site, don't sign up for our site, that you can't be on one site. There are people who are like signing on and screen names from one site and trying to pretend to be somebody on the other site.
What a mess.
Please, leave our site alone. Well, you know, why am I saying that? Like, I can control it. What do I care? You know, Photoshop me and Rob being gay. That's what I say. And you people on the other side, if it makes you feel better to write my son's a slob or that my life's a mess or whatever, so be it. This is the reaction you're going to get from me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
this is it.
Is it really a good Photoshop when you request the Photoshop? Isn't the whole idea of the Photoshop a surprise attack?
Depends on the creativity.
Yeah. I'm sure there's someone out there who will make it scatological.
Well, there's a hint.
The one about Rob and I.
Now you're really wishing for something, aren't you?
Our listeners will make it happen, Mike.
You're doing all the work for them.
Not safe for them.
Not doing all the work for them.
Are you going to be?
I'm not going to scatlover.com.
If you're making requests, why don't you be more specific? Would you like to be the gift giver or the gift receiver?
I've got to be the giver. There's no way. There's no way I'm wearing.
That's where you draw the line, right?
There's no way I wear it. Yes. Hi, Johnny.
There's now a Photoshop thread off the front page, and there's one of you with Leah Remini and Jerry Stiller.
You know what? You didn't go out that time you went in. You didn't exhale, you inhaled.
You hear Joe back there screening those calls? You hear that happy sound in his voice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show, what
about?
What do you want?
What about? What you want?
What you want?
What you want?
What you want?
Go back to our site and see if I can pull. You know, I'm never going to be able to get it on this computer. I just think I'll look at it tonight when I get home.
And since you're making a request, let me make a group. I would like a request of people to talk about how good my body looks.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Howdy. What's up?
Don, I have a question about your TV viewing habits, your thoughts on a few things.
Sure.
One is the new game show thing where everything's like a count up to $1 million. And the second thing is...
So that's old. What's your next question?
The other thing is, what do you think about those stupid recaps now where before the commercials, what's up next, and then after the commercials, what just happened?
Again, everything that you're saying is stuff that they've been doing for the longest amount of time.
It's killing me.
That's how they fill the time.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye. I would much rather go to our website and see the Photoshop.
Hold on a second.
So would I. Guest room. Green room. Is that what they call it?
The green room?
Green room. Groovy. Groovy, groovy. So if you dig what I was saying about the Internet, I hope that's not interpreted as me yelling or screaming or ranting or raving. I think, if anything, I'm coming from a more calm position on it.
Are you kind of saying leave our website alone for the people that might be inclined to do that?
Not even that, because they would interpret that as some type of a threat.
Right.
I guess I just wanted to say publicly for all those geeks out there, our site is moderated because we don't want douchebags like you writing that our show sucks.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. You know? And it's our website. And if you don't like it, pound sand. Find someone else to slurp in 18 months. Find somebody else who you hate so much that you got to write about him every day on the Internet. And please don't start the whole thing with, well, Don, it's as bad as you watching Kathy Lee and then saying you don't like her but talking about it. Here's the difference, Einstein. It's a microphone. Here's what you do. Here's what I do.
Right.
Difference. Thank you. End of pep talk.
Pep talk over.
Here we go.
Up with our lightning fast computers?
Don and Mike Photoshop folder.
Ah.
Stick on. Very good. What else do we have today? Mike O'Mara Photoshop folder.
Are there any new ones?
It just went by.
Okay.
It just went by so fast.
It was fast?
It was wicked fast for a second, and now it's wicked slow again.
Yeah. Wicked slow.
You know, forget this. We'll have to either, you know what you're going to have to do, I think, is probably bring in a laptop.
I'd actually like people from my Photoshops to print them at the office and mail them to me.
I think I'll just bring in a laptop and steal someone's Wi-Fi from the high-rise building next to us to get fast Internet access.
There you go.
Oh, you print them out? Or what you got, Johnny?
I hate to defend CBS equipment. It's not the computer. It's the fact that everybody's going to look.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, everybody's very, going crazy slow.
Oh, well, then, can you print out the gay one of me and Rob, please?
Well, there isn't one of that. There's not one of you and Rob quite yet. There's one of you on as photoshopped as Kevin James on the cover of a DVD.
Oh, I think I've seen that one.
Oh, come on.
King of Queens.
Something gay about Rob and I.
They're working on it.
Two men having gay sex while they're watching American Idol.
Takes time. Why are you so passionate about wanting that?
Because I think it would be funny.
I think you know. He thinks it would be funny,
uh-huh.
And he'd enjoy looking at the pictures.
I invite America to take their time.
DCT. Dream come true. Dreams come true.
With minor adjustments on the spelling.
Here is your mystery date, Rob Spiewak. And the gay Photoshop. Okay, oh, one more thing in this break. Tomorrow on the show, Mike O'Mara is taking Super Dave out shopping.
Excellent. And I'm really grateful to Mr. Spiewak for accompanying me over there and, helping me so I can devote my, I can really give my undivided attention to Super Dave.
Mike is going to be taking him out to buy a suit of clothes. Hey, Robbie, play on that message you just got.
Oh, I got a great voicemail.
During the break, Rob's phone was, vibrating like a girl's vibrator, going nuts. Here we go.
Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a first saved message from phone number.
Oh, don't hear that.
Give me,
okay.
Received February 23rd.
Oh, hold on.
That's 5 days ago.
What are you doing?
I saved it.
Next message from phone number 4.
That's it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Is that him? Is that his phone number?
Yeah, okay.
At 4:19 p.m. Rob, hey, Super Dave here. I'll be there as soon as I can get there in the early afternoon tomorrow for the shopping spree and the birthday on the show tomorrow. You were on break, so I figure I'd call and leave a message, but I'll text you when I'm getting on to the MART train, and so you'll know when I'm getting real close.
How great is he?
I can't guarantee a specific time with transit, but I'll be there as early as I can get there.
To replay, press erase.
I've erased it.
Is that a beautiful message? Any chance one of those traffic jams tomorrow?
Well, hi, everybody.
Not on the MART train.
Don, do you have any requests as far as, I'm taking him over. I was going to get him the Today's Man look, the Men's Warehouse look.
All right.
But I decided I would get him more practical clothing and stuff that he can wear, on a daily basis. Any requests? Is there any particular outerwear or a look that you would, because I'm going to buy him the kind of stuff that he's going to have, like, mix and match about maybe 3 or 4 different outfits. Ah.
You know the way Jim Rockford used to dress?
Yes.
On the Rockford Files?
Like maybe a sport coat?
An all-purpose, all-terrain, wear-it-year-round sport coat.
Great. Or maybe a members-only jacket, if I can find him one of those. I'm going to get him a sensible jacket.
Good.
I really am. It's going to be nice weather, I think, too. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually going to be kind of balmy out. So we might be debuting a little bit of the Super Dave Spring Collection.
Do they sell clip-on ties anymore? Do they still sell them?
I think they do. You want me to dress him like Pee Wee Herman, don't you?
No, I was thinking a full-long clip-on tie.
Right.
But a Pee Wee Herman bow tie would be just as
nice. A bow tie? I'm going to buy him...
He would look nice in a Louis Farrakhan suit.
I think that it's going to be wonderful. There's going to be a nice look. And we're going to get it done so that when he comes back over here, you're going to be able to see the fashion show.
Wonderful. The question I have is, have you thought the driving arrangements to Target yet?
Have you?
I haven't.
You want to shoot for it?
Oh, that's right. One of
you want to rock, paper, scissors?
See, here's the deal. Tomorrow before the show, Mike is taking him out shopping.
Right.
Mike will have a tape recorder, and we'll hear everything that happens during the show.
Mm-hmm.
But what Mike and Rob are doing rock, paper, scissors or whatever about now is to find out who has to drive Super Dave
Rob,
to the store in his car.
You have graciously agreed to tag along on this, and we will take my vehicle.
All right. That'll be good. I'll sit in the back seat and Mike the driving. And the pass the
guest. Very good. Looking forward to it.
You have leather seats?
I have leather seats, and I will have leather cleaners.
Right.
Leather wipes. I think I'll put towels down.
We'll look forward to hearing that tomorrow.
Excellent.
When we come back, here's the headline. Are you an a-hole at work?
Wow. That's right.
Yes. Are you an a-hole at work?
That's right.
Are you an a-hole in general?
That's right.
Yeah.
Is this a quiz? That's right.
Yes, it is, Mike. It's a quiz.
That's right.
It's a quiz. Are you an a-hole at work?
That's right.
How many questions are there? 23 questions? Is there some type of...
Yeah, there's a scoring
grid. I see. There's a scoring system. Super. We'll play the game when we come right back.
I love me the quizzes. That's right.
For instance, first question. Were you late for work today?
Oh,
someone's going to score poorly.
Who are you talking to?
Dead man walking, Buzz.
I know.
Dead man walking.
Well, it had to happen.
Hold on. Yeah, are you kidding? I'm going to fail this thing so bad. Here's the first one. You feel surrounded by incompetent idiots, and you let them know the truth.
Well, you don't do that.
That's right.
I've never
That's
seen
right.
it.
Right. I've never, not on my watch.
Oh, here's what I will get here. You'll probably get this one, Mike. Or no, you know what, Buzz will. You were a nice person until you started working with the current bunch of jerks you work with. All right, well, take the test.
Wow.
Are you an a-hole at work?
You sure this isn't called the Don and Mike quiz?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But listen to this. And freaking out, I looked for this animal many, many times. But here's the headline. Beaver spotted in New York City for the first time in 200 years.
Yeah,
a beaver spotted in New York City in Bronx Park. First time on record since the early 1800s. A beaver actually has been seen in Bronx Park.
Isn't that incredible?
Can I ask you how many times Freakin' and I looked for a beaver in Bronx Park? And never saw it. Never. 200 years later, beaver shows up.
Oh, we just freaking.
It's just too funny.
He does not get it. That's all we do is look for beaver.
If you listen to them, you owe them Don and Mike.
He just does not get it. What? Beaver? Beaver is a euphemism for what?
Freakin' and I would go to Bronx Park and look for beaver.
Very elegant.
Oh, boy. Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday, December 27th.
It's February.
February.
He doesn't get it.
Tomato, tomato.
She is getting funnier with him. And, you know, you see her frustration and his inability to read almost on a daily basis.
And the cards literally are 3 feet in front of Regis Philbin on the Regis and Kelly show. And still, he sounds like he's doing the dumb guy I can't read thing.
It's astonishing. I mean, when he introduces somebody like Courtney Cox yesterday,
please welcome her. Her new show on FX is called Dirt. Help me. I'm going blind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Don, since you're taking requests for Photoshops, why don't you have somebody Photoshop you as Danny Ocean having sex with Jennifer Aniston?
I'd really like to keep this just to strictly gay photos with Rob and myself.
This man is simply expressing his personal fantasy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Or Clooney and I gave...
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Gay sex romp, yeah. And in that case, I would be the recipient.
Can I make a request for your gay pictures?
Of course.
A little oversized.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like that.
Like with, like, big alien heads?
Yeah, big alien heads.
Okay, sure.
Make the heads a little deformed.
That's fine.
That'll work. I think that'll work well.
How about undersized?
Hello, Joe.
Undersized is acceptable, too. Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Very acceptable.
Hello, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing today?
All right.
Hey, on the cracked corn, Jimmy Crack Corn bit?
Yes.
There's another part that goes with that that you need to look up. It was called the Rule of Thumb Law. It also went with that, Jimmy Crack Corn.
I got my phone. It is dropping out.
Did you say Rule of Thumb?
Yes, you need to Google that. And
the Rule of Thumb is that you're not allowed to hit your wife with a branch that's thicker than your thumb, right?
Any day except Sunday, and that was if
he
was
that really, when they say rule of thumb, is that really what it means?
Yeah.
There are times when you actually do terrify me.
That was if she was caught playing with the slaves or catering to them.
Well, no, it didn't have to just do with that. It was any time you wanted to hit your wife.
Well, it actually started then because the women, the master thought that they were going down there getting screwed by the slaves. So
wait, are we talking about slaves or are we talking about punishing your wife?
punishing your wife.
And that's the rule of thumb.
Yeah, you could punish her for anything, though. You don't want to pigeonhole it.
But this has nothing to do with slavery. This is just guys and their wives, right? No,
Rob, it started with slavery.
Have you ever thought that Carrie is really free?
Rob, let me tell you.
Define free.
Google it, Rob.
I'll do it right now.
Define free, Mike. Like, she can leave the house under her own accord?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she's not free.
Not free.
No. Not free at all.
But free to go from room to room?
Yeah, and free to, with monitor, go to the grocery store and get his green bottles.
And free to have a great life.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I know the perfect place you could take your friend Super Dave shopping. You could take him to the nearest local thrift store, and they'd have all a lot of great stuff there that he could get.
Are you trying to do Super Dave? Because it may be the worst I've heard.
No, I'm not trying to do Super Dave. You just could take him shopping at the nearest thrift store.
I just have the same voice, Mike. You think the guy really talks like this?
Is this really your voice?
Yeah.
Turn the radio down.
All right.
Turn the radio down.
What's your name, friend?
Take Super Dave shopping at the nearest thrift store.
I don't want to take him to a thrift store. I want to get him new stuff.
Well, he can get all that funky Pee Wee Herman stuff there.
Turn your radio down.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye. And he was bordering on almost a Napoleon Dynamite as well.
Yes, he was.
A little bit of that, too.
Just trying to call the show. God.
Okay. Are you an a-hole at work?
All right.
The way that I think to do this best will be with these 23 questions.
Yes.
I believe that everyone on the show should answer for somebody else.
Ooh, this could be dangerous.
Okay. Because I think that, generally speaking, I don't know how honest we'll all be. So,
and,
well,
one person should get a final cigarette and a blindfold then.
Let
because,
me see.
Or two people, because the people that are answering for you and me.
Uh-huh. Well, I
might
think
be
that
we should probably answer for each other.
I think it should be totally random.
You think it should be random?
I think that...
I was, you know, thinking taking the heat off the lads.
Nope. You know, I'm fine with it. Whatever the results are.
Of course, because they...
So you're going to
hand... You're going to hand the cards to somebody.
And this would indicate the person that you will be filling this quiz out for.
Uh-huh.
The 23-question a-hole quiz. And please be honest.
I love games like
I'm sure
that.
I'm going to win. I'm sure I'm the biggest a-hole on the show. No problem.
You know, you'd think so. But maybe you're going to be surprised.
Come on. And really, it should be not only on air, but off air as well.
Mm-hmm.
So come on in and grab a card now and see.
You're shuffling them up?
Here you go, Mike. Here are your cards. Who will Mike O'Mara be answering the a-hole quiz for?
Uh-huh.
Who you got, Mike?
Johnny Norman.
Well, that'll be good.
Okay.
Mike answers for John.
And let's see.
John, did you say you're screwed?
Yes, I am.
John, go ahead.
And we have to be completely honest.
100% honest. Joe, there you go, Rob.
Thank you.
And who'd you get, John?
Hi, Mike.
Oh, great. Joe, who'd you get?
I guess it's Buzz.
Buzz?
I got you.
And I got Rob. Oh, hold on. I forgot somebody.
Oh, we got to draw again.
Who did I forget?
No, I want my... No. No.
Hold on. I think
who
do.
Did you get?
I got Don.
No, we're not drawing again.
Yeah, because Buzz is not included.
Who did I forget?
Buzz. Oh, Joe.
You're right.
So Buzz gets Joe by default.
There you go.
Unless we redraw.
Not redrawing.
Buzz gets Joe.
We're not redrawing. Rob.
Don't worry. Rob will sell me out like a whore.
I'm just saying we're not redrawing.
And I have him as well.
Okay.
So, keep score. Hi, Joe. Does what work? Oh, what, you on guest microphone?
I guess so.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Take this test. Are you an a-hole at work?
23 questions?
Yeah.
Are they A, B, C, yes, no, whatever?
They're simply yes or no.
All right.
And do not answer out loud. All you want to do is write yes or no, or answer yes or no for each of these.
How many questions are there?
23. So you want to count out the number of yes or no's you have.
Do we want to redraw names?
No. Here we go. Just doing it one more time. Hi, my name is Don. I'm answering on behalf of Rob. Mike, you are answering on behalf of?
John Norman.
Robbie, you are answering on behalf of?
Don Geronimo.
Joe, you're answering on behalf of?
Buzz Burbank.
Buzz, you're answering on behalf of?
Joe Ardinger.
And Yanni, you're answering on behalf of?
Hi, Mike.
Here we go.
What could go wrong?
True or false?
You know, at the end of this segment, I just want to say one thing here. There might be a fistfight.
True or false?
Stay tuned.
And give yourself 1 point every time you answer true.
All right.
Very simple.
How many points every time you answer false?
Zero.
Got it.
You're an a-hole. All right, number one. You feel surrounded by incompetent idiots and let them know the truth. Number two. You were a nice person until you started working with the current bunch of jerks. Number three, you don't trust people around you, and they don't trust you. Number four, you see your coworkers as competitors. Number five, you believe one of the best ways to climb the ladder is to push other people down or out of the way. Number six, you secretly enjoy watching other people suffer and squirm. Rob, you just got to be keep filling out for me. Just yes, 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 yes. let me see. You're jealous of your colleagues and find it hard to be genuinely happy for them when they do well. Here we go. Next one. Did you hear that one, Robbie?
I didn't. I
need
it again.
That was me. Oh, never mind. Yes.
Okay.
Don't worry, Jeff.
Okay.
Just check. You're jealous of your colleagues, and you find it's hard to be genuinely happy for them when they do well.
Okay, yeah,
here's the next one. Thank you. You have a small list of close friends and a long list of enemies, and you're equally proud of both lists. Number nine. Sometimes you just can't hide your contempt towards the losers at work. Number ten. You find it's useful to glare at, insult, or sometimes yell at some of the idiots at work. Otherwise, they never shape up. Number 11. You take credit for your team's accomplishments. I mean, you should. They'd be nowhere without you. Number 12. You like lobbing innocent comments into meetings that have no purpose other than to make the person on the receiving end humiliated or uncomfortable. Yeah, is your hand tired yet from writing yes and all these, Rob?
Yeah,
you're doing
it
for me.
I need some more paper.
You are quick to point out other people's mistakes. Number 14, you don't make mistakes. When something goes wrong, you always find some idiot to blame. Number 15, you constantly interrupt people because what you have to say is more important. This is like my rules on how to do a radio show. Seriously. You're constantly buttering up your boss and other powerful people, and you expect the same treatment from the people you manage.
Well read.
Yes, it was. 17. Your jokes and teasing can get nasty, but you have to admit, you're pretty funny. Number 18. You love your team, they love you, but you're all constantly at war with the rest of the company. You treat everyone else badly because if they're not on your team, they don't matter, or they're the enemy.
All right.
Number 19. 19. People seem to avoid eye contact when they talk to you, and they often become very nervous. Don't look at me, Mike. 20. You have the feeling that people are always very careful about what they say around you. Number 21, people keep responding to your emails with hostile reactions, which often escalate into lots of angry emails back and forth. Number 22, people don't want to tell you personal information. And finally, number 23, people seem to stop having fun when you show up. Those are the a-hole quiz questions.
Zero for false, one for two, true?
Yes. So what you want to do now is
add up the truths.
Add up the number of truths that you have. Please do not announce them.
Okay.
Now, can we all keep... What?
What was question number four?
We have a repeat on question number four, please.
You see your coworkers as competitors. Stupid. I enjoy watching you suffer and squirm. I cannot hide my contempt towards the losers at work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a number?
Oh, yes, we do.
Betcha, yeah.
Oh, it's still counting.
Still counting.
Oh. Are you kidding?
He got extra yesterday.
I'm like Michael Jordan. I'm like that Jim Carrey movie. I got to be 23.
Extreme.
I got to have a 23 on that. All right, if everybody can please keep it in their pants during the break.
Sure. Very good.
When we come back, find out who the biggest a-hole is. All right, take it back. Who the second biggest a-hole is.
Join us when we come back for the combat and the tears.
Because you know that I'm the biggest a-hole. I am guessing that Rob, if he's being any kind of an honest friend, will write, I was 23 for 23
well,
on the a-hole.
Weren't some of the negative ones false answers, too?
No.
The more yes answers, the more of an a-hole you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the more bad. Yeah.
Okay.
The more true, the more bad.
Right. Not looking forward to it.
Bigger a-hole you are.
Bring it on. Here we are.
How you doing?
Let's, coming back, we're going to have a little segment of truth-telling. Truth-telling for Don and Mike.
Anybody out there in double digits? I mean, besides me, obviously.
Well, that would be a yes.
Well. How about you, Buzz?
Not here, no.
How about you, John?
I like to withhold my answer until after the break.
You bet your sweet ass you better do that.
How about you, Joe? Got double digits?
Uh-huh.
Joe? Never mind.
See, you're tipping your hand.
How are you doing, Joe?
You don't want to wait.
Yeah, I forgot who's got who anyway.
Right.
We'll break. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I do.
One.
I really do.
Two. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hold on, I got another Tommy Boy tape ready.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Dad puts a fancy guarantee in a box.
Your favorite.
He wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build model airplanes, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Alex!
What?
The Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, just a shade under a decade, too.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
They can cure the itch in your ditch.
Tom
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
A lot of perverts in here.
That's right, Chris Hansen.
So we have chocolate and flowers.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you, Chris.
First, I would undress you and lay you down, kiss all over your body and completely relax you. How's that for starters?
That guy doesn't work, does he?
I believe it feels good to the lady.
Now, just imagine Chris Hansen saying that. I believe it would feel good to the lady.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you. There. That's what you need.
Yeah.
First, I would undress you and lay you down, kiss all over your body, and completely relax you. How's that for starters?
Is that a little New York accent there? Kiss you all over you.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
There he is.
There he
is. You say you're looking for hot sex.
Yeah.
There's something about the way Chris Hansen says sex.
Yes.
He says it like this. Sex.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Sex you will ever have.
Sex. We have a famous blogger, Perez Hilton, on the show. In a couple of seconds here.
Good.
Guy's got a great website, and we'll talk to him about his celebrity. Tomorrow on the show, we found a woman who's opened a store. It's the store of what, John?
She's on Friday.
Friday. Well, who's tomorrow besides King George?
The NBA agent who's going to
tell right.
The NBA sucks.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I don't like that guy. Well, I thought we were having the whatnot lady on tomorrow.
No, she only had time for us on Friday.
Oh, well.
Time okay. And whatnot.
Sure. All right. Well, then, we'll figure out something. There's a lady who's opened a store,
And the store is called the Whatnot Store.
The Whatnot Store?
And, you know, we've got all kinds of problems with that.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. We can talk to her for hours.
She will not be on the show tomorrow.
And Whatnot.
But King George will be on tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great.
Our good friend George Michael, who's winding up his TV career on Channel 4. He's the everyday sportscaster here in D.C. Oh. Tomorrow's his last day on the air.
Still going to be popping in to do some of his interview shows, Sports right?
Machine, I think. Yeah, so. he still got his weekend show. He still get his Redskins show. Anyway, George is a good guy. Friend of the show, good, long-time radio guy before he became a TV guy.
Very personally involved in our careers at a very crucial point, and we appreciate that.
Good guy. So we'll have George on tomorrow as well. Now let's get the results of the A-hole quiz.
All right.
I know a lot of people on their way home were taking the test in the car themselves. Mm-hmm. Simple 23-question quiz. Are you an A-hole at work?
Right.
There were 23 questions. And for every question answered true or yes, you get a point. Now,
do you want to give the recipients of these grades the opportunity to rebut?
I think that's how we should do it.
I think that's how we should do it, yeah.
Probably start with, Joe. Hey, Joe, come in here for a second. And who is it that filled out the form for Joe?
I have Joe's form.
All right.
Very good. Actually, just his score, really.
Out of a total of 23 questions,
mm-hmm.
what is Joe's score?
Nine. Higher than I expected, but still low.
Joe, 5 to 9 points. You are not an a-hole.
Right.
But occasionally you have mood swings or snap at people.
That's fair.
I disagree
with that.
Let's go to John. Let's all get our scores before we debate them.
Uh-huh. All right.
John, who took care of John?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
I'm over here, Don.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi.
Out of 23, what do you have for John?
Mr. Norman scored a 10.
10 to 14 points.
Slightly. Still pretty low.
You may be an a-hole. Sometimes you are. It's erratic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's go to Buzz. Who did Buzz?
Oh, I did.
Joe did.
Anytime, Joe.
Take your time, Joe.
What you got for him?
Buzz got a 7.
A 7? Very nice.
5 to 9.
Joe's territory.
You aren't an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations,
thanks.
Buzz.
However, but occasionally you have mood swings or snap at people.
Ooh, me? We could all agree that Buzz is not.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Robbie.
Yes.
Robbie, buddy, I filled it out for you.
Yes. How did I do?
14.
Wow.
Which puts you right on the cusp.
Really? What is he?
10 to 14 is you may be an a-hole.
10 to 14, maybe.
Sometimes you are. It's erratic.
Mm-hmm.
How about Mike O'Mara, buddy?
That'd be John Norman, right?
John, what is Mike's score?
I have an 11 for Mike.
11.
11.
What the hell is so funny about that, a-hole?
You may be an a-hole. Sometimes you are. It's erratic. And now, finally, probably the only person to really fill this thing out truthfully.
Uh-huh.
Rob, what's my score?
This is telling. Because you're tied with Mike at 11.
What? Only 11?
Look at you guys.
I think we need to go through these, Don.
I think we need
to go through them, Don.
And you know what that means?
Yeah?
It means I'm the biggest a-hole on the show.
Wow.
How about that? Isn't that so?
Well, who filled yours out?
Don?
I didn't. I thought I was being generous.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should go through these and see if we can... I think we need to go through these to get consensus.
To see if we're
all telling the truth here.
Because I really thought, for sure, I'd get 23 out of 23.
Uh-huh. And you got 11.
I got 11.
Or 11.
Right. You know, now that I think about it, I might want to live with that.
Well, sure.
That's better for me PR-wise.
Of course it is.
Yes, it is. Because I thought...
And I'm very happy with my score of 11. Also.
I'm happy 11. With my score, then.
I think
we can end this, then.
Together, you're a 22.
Well, that won't be any fun if we end it.
There won't be any controversy.
Had I filled yours out, I wouldn't have seen you going any higher than a 3.
You ass kiss, get out of here.
It's too late to reselect.
Come on, let's go through them.
All right, let's go through
Please.
Them. Okay. All right. Number one.
All right, now who are we going through?
Just in general, we can find out how everybody voted.
All right.
You feel surrounded by incompetent idiots, and you let them know the truth. Okay, I gave Rob a yes on that.
I gave John Norman a false on that. I gave Joe a false on that.
I gave Mike a false on that.
False for Don.
Okay, that's wrong. You idiot.
Yeah, that is wrong.
Not totally surrounded by idiots.
He's come out and said it.
Yeah.
I am surrounded by
he
idiots.
He says it on the air.
In so many words.
Okay.
Okay. You were a nice person until you started working with the current bunch of jerks.
No, I had no, because Rob was not a nice person before he started working with us.
I put false. John Norman is the same. I have false for Joe.
I have to imagine Don has always been the same.
And for Mike, I had a false also.
Okay.
You don't trust people around you, and they don't trust you.
This is question number three?
Yeah. I gave you a true on that, buddy.
You don't think I trust people?
No!
Joe.
There's the awkward silence.
I like that.
Yeah.
I give Joe a true. I gave John a false on that one.
I said that Don trusts us, and we trust him.
Johnny, what are we missing back there?
I gave Mike a yes on that one.
That I don't trust people?
I guess so.
This is really not working out for us.
He goes horribly awry.
You see your coworkers uh-huh. as competitors. I gave you a yeah on that, Rob.
Okay, fair enough.
I gave John Norman a true on that one.
I gave Joe a false on that one.
Gave Don a false on that one.
And I gave Mike a false on that one also.
That's true, because Mike and I are the greatest.
Mm-hmm. But Don and I compete, Rob. And we see each other as competitors sometimes.
But not in a professional sense.
You're both
Here's the thing. Okay? You know what? Here's the thing that you and I need to do. Let's just take the rest of these pussies out of this equation.
Okay.
I'm turning off all the other microphones.
All right. We need to go through this.
Mike and I just... Listen, here we go.
We have to butt heads.
Get out a new piece of paper for yourself.
All right. Very good.
I'll do you and you do
me.
Yeah,
let's do it. All right.
Please. Thank you, Robbie.
Let's do it real quick.
Okay. You feel surrounded. Now, again, I'm answering for Michael. And let's just do it on the air.
Yeah, let's
somebody
do it on the
count.
Air.
Just somebody count.
Okay.
You feel surrounded by incompetent idiots, and you let them know the truth every once in a while. Yes, you do, Mike.
You do too, Don.
You were a nice person until you started working with the current bunch of jerks. You go first.
You've been the same. You've been consistent.
Is that a yes or a true?
That's
or false?
A false.
I would say the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't trust people around you, and they don't trust you. I say that's false for you.
I say it's true for you.
You're a bastard. You see your coworkers as competitors. I don't see that for you.
You don't?
No. You have a very healthy ego. Don't we compete? Well, hold on a second. You're talking about you and me, like, doing the show, like, what, when we play, like, a stupid quiz like this?
Yeah.
I'm talking about your general work environment.
Okay, then that's a false for you also.
You believe one of the best ways to climb the ladder is to push other people down or out of the way.
True.
Hi, Mir. How you doing?
Yes.
See, Mike and I are absolutely honest.
Well, let's be honest. In this racket that we're in, known as show business,
you secretly enjoy watching other people suffer and squirm.
True.
Yes, and not secretly. I meant for me.
Right.
You're jealous of your colleagues and find it's hard to be genuinely happy for them when they do well. That's false for you.
It's true for you.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a small list of close friends and a long list of enemies, and you're proud of both lists. Now, that's false for you.
And that's false for you.
Sometimes you can't hide your contempt towards the losers at work. That's true for you.
False for you. No,
that's true. You find it's useful to glare at, insult, or sometimes yell at some of the idiots at work. Otherwise, they never seem to shape up. True for you.
True for you. And I'm proud of that.
And me with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You take credit for the team's accomplishments. I mean, you should. There'd be nowhere without you. No, you don't do that.
And I don't believe you do either. We take credit for what we do.
You like lobbing, innocent comments into meetings that have no purpose. Other than to make the person receiving in humiliated or uncomfortable. Of course, that's like a badge of honor. Yes, you do that.
I don't get that one. I don't understand that one. I mean, you just say things that are irrelevant just to screw people up.
We do that like in staff meetings.
We do that. If we're doing that, we're breathing. Okay, that's the truth.
You're quick to point out other people's mistakes. Yes, you are.
Rapidly.
And again, this is at work.
We're both true on that. With the people
we work with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make mistakes. When something goes wrong, you always find some idiot to blame. No, you don't.
You mean that's a false?
No, I would say it's false for you.
Yeah, you admit your mistakes rapidly on the air. When we're on the air, we're on live. We do it. You can hear us do that.
You constantly interrupt people because what you have to say is more important. I'm going to say that's false because you would probably do it if I didn't interrupt you all the time.
I'm going to say true for you, but it's by design.
You're constantly buttering up your boss and other powerful people, and you expect the same treatment from people you manage. That's not true for you.
Not true for you at all.
Your jokes and teasing can get nasty sometimes, but you have to admit they're funny. Of course, that's like another good one. You'd want to have that one. That's
capital true.
Yeah, it's false. I mean, true. You love your team. They love you. But you're constantly at war with the rest of the company.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Yes. Right. True. True for Mike.
True.
True. People seem to avoid eye contact when they talk to you, and they often become nervous. That's not true for you.
It's not true for you either.
Because you have the feeling that people are always very careful about what they say around you. I don't think you do.
I think what's the question again? Because I think yours is true.
Yeah, I think you're right. You have the feeling that people are always very careful about what they say about
absolutely
you.
Absolutely true, yeah. For you.
People keep responding to your emails with hostile reactions. For you, that's false.
For you, that's false.
Because we don't email a lot. People don't want to tell you personal information. That's not true.
No, that's false.
It's false for you also.
And people seem to stop having fun when you show up. Well, that's false for you as well.
But false for you.
All right, Buzz.
That's the real deal right there. We're very close also.
There you go. What's the score?
I didn't keep score. I assumed someone else would.
You always keep score.
We asked somebody to keep score.
I have the score.
I actually lost track about three.
Rob, you have the score?
Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you. No wonder you're late today, Buzz.
How about question 24? You don't keep score when expected to.
All right, what's the total here?
Now, that's an example of like one of those questions.
On the A-hole quiz,
Are you an A-hole at work?
By my count, Mike has a score of 9, and Don has a score of 12.
Which still...
You're still in the good range.
Which still means I'm much more of an a-hole than you.
It says you may be an a-hole. Sometimes you are. It's erratic.
But it still maintains that Rob is still the winner with 14.
Oh. Yeah.
He is still the leader.
And it's only one off of how I scored you.
And I went down with your grading. I went down to a 9 from an 11, John.
Yeah, John.
he just
indicated 11.
He gave me two fingers. Two arms.
All right, jerks. Let's take a break.
I think we're all equally jerky.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Except those stupid people below us.
Hi, Joe.
I think he's in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
How are you doing, Joe?
He's in the bathroom. Let's point that out to all our listeners.
What are you doing in the John?
Well, I hope
I know, but I mean, we're on the air.
Well, he can hear us through the studio wall.
He's back.
Joe, are you dropping kids off at the pool?
What are you doing, Joe?
No, it's upstairs.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were in the bathroom. My mistake.
How are you doing, Joe?
I'm fine.
What an a-hole.
Thank you, everybody. You know, if you want to have that test, have the fun of having that test at home, we'll put that on our website.
Right? You know, a lot of people call us a-holes, but that one question there about people don't make eye contact with you. That's funny. Because you know there are places where there are bosses like that.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
You know?
Don't look at me.
But there are a lot of people that do that, Don. You know that. Really.
See, right now, this is funny only to Mike and I.
Because we're not looking,
we're not
at,
looking
each other.
At each other. Only funny to us. To the two biggest a-holes, no matter what Rob's score was. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The topic you've chosen on today's show this morning was Meredith Vieira and constipation.
We're trying for a world record. Darren Brennan is going to make a 1,200-pound fondue. And if you're not fond of fondue, don't come down here.
Yeah, let me tell you, you put your fork in that thing, drop the piece of bread, you will never find
that's
it.
That's right. Never. That's right. We got a piece of bread the size of your head for the fondue.
And you should see the fork.
Yeah. Oh, stick a fork in it. You're done.
They're using rowboat oars.
That's unbelievable.
That's disgusting.
Can you imagine how constipated you would
be? Why did you have to go there?
I love her.
See, that's the kind of stuff you get on Meredith's blog.
We're talking
right
out
there.
Here.
Man,
a couple hours
why did you have to go there?
That's a reality out of the program.
Jeez.
Why
don't you just throw to Ann? She's probably got some real serious story to start with right now.
No, that's okay. That was really funny. Thanks so much, you guys.
Dumbass.
Wish someone would constipate on her.
She just ruined it, didn't she?
All over Ann Curry.
That was really funny.
That's what she said.
God, somebody give her a talking to.
Come here, I want to constipate on you. Ann Curry.
Ann Curry.
My constipation looks like curry.
Curry constipation.
Yeah. They can cure the itch in your ditch. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's a shock. Perez Hilton is a little late to the show today.
I would think he'd be a reliable guy. Doesn't he, like, work out of a coffee shop or something like that?
The thing about that guy is that he's, like, in the last year, the website has taken off crazy. Great pictures and also great content. And he's now so hot, he was on the Howie Mandel show.
Right.
He was on the Deal or No Deal show, and he was on as Perez Hilton. And
He's been on some talk shows as well, huh?
Front page of our website today, we have his picture saying he's going to be on the show, and he has, at this point, a rather identifiable face.
He does, and he is rapidly becoming the definitive source for Hollywood gossip.
And like a long-standing tradition of other people who are on the cusp of becoming famous in the entertainment industry, he was scheduled to be on the show, and apparently that's just going to peter out.
Well, that's a shame. I had some questions for him. I think he's got favorites, and he's got people he really, really hates, too.
But this is a good chance to watch Nervous Robin work.
I like watching him dance, doing his little dance in the back of the room.
Is your arm getting cold?
Are you taking great joy at watching me flounder?
Well, that's one of the things in the quiz, and we both are, as a matter of fact.
Shouldn't you be going, ooh! Shouldn't be calling Wolf right now?
I feel good, though.
Shouldn't you be having some type of medical relapse? Who booked the guest? You booked him?
I did.
You booked up. It's on you, Spiewak.
It is.
Oh, dear me.
It's on you, Rob.
Have you actually had conversations with the lad?
I have. I spoke to him yesterday.
Was he personable?
He was.
Seemed like he was looking forward to being on the radio?
Sounded like a regular pink-haired guy.
I mean, I bet really, you know, one of the reasons I really wanted to talk to the guy is because you could get the very latest, even before he maybe puts it on his little website.
Uh-huh. Okay, because we have to do something else.
Breaking Perez. And I also like the way he draws graffiti. On the people's pictures. I love that.
If the guy ain't there, we got to move on to something else, Robbie. So,
all right, we should move on.
Let me know. We should move on. Nope, you got him?
Hi, it's Rob with the Don and Mike Show.
This is behind the scenes.
Come on the air with us? Well, we spoke yesterday, and you set this time aside.
Oh, dear.
Okay, why don't we let Rob work that out on his own?
I'd like to hear this. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, can't do it. We can't do it today. We'd only keep you for about 5 minutes.
But you set this up with him. Why does it sound like Rob's talking to him for the first time ever?
He seems to have forgotten. Perez does. Ah, save. Pick save and a beauty.
Hello. Shoot. Perez? I didn't do that on purpose. I swear to God, I did not do that on purpose. I swear to God.
It's a stroke of bad luck. You think the phone's going to ring a long time after this?
Swear to God. Not trying to make this pile on Rob time.
No.
I was ready to kick save and a beauty.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You're ready to talk to him right out of commercials, though. There I go again, exploiting the problems of others.
Thank you. All right, here he is now, Perez Hilton. Hey, dude, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
We really appreciate you coming on the show, and we heard that little problem with our producer Rob. We hope everything's okay, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Everything's great.
Had he really set up a time for you to call the show, or did he just luck out at finding you now?
I try not to set times. I usually just say, well, call me, and if I'm available, I'll do it.
All right, I got you.
Well, we were sitting here raving about your website, which is becoming hotter and hotter and hotter every single day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It seems you have even... You're welcome. It seems you've moved past TMZ and you're moving into smoking gun type territory.
Really? Well, cool. I mean, it's very rewarding because I do it all by myself.
Wow. Yeah, and I saw something where you were profiled, I don't know what TV show it was, where... What do? You do most of your work like in a coffee shop, or you get there in the morning and you just... have your little wireless and you do it. That's how you do your job, right?
Yeah, I'm there right now.
Is there anything really, really hot that hasn't even been on your website yet that you could break right here on our show?
No. I mean, that's one of the great things about working in the online medium. You know, as soon as I see or hear something, then I can write about it.
Who is the celebrity who's been the biggest a-hole to you since you've had your website up, Perez?
Everyone that I talk to is mostly nice. You know, I've had some negative instances of, like, you know, Nicole Richie and Tara Reid and Jesse Metcalf. But as a whole, I think most celebrities have a sense of humor.
Well, what about my girl Jennifer Aniston? Because if I'm not mistaken, you're the guy that broke that thing with the scene from the breakup movie with her boobs, and is she suing you?
She is. She's ridiculous.
Huh. So she is suing you.
She's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think she's not suing me. It's the movie studio that's suing me.
Oh, the movie studio. So, you know, I was dying to get you on the show to ask you this because I look at your website.
I'm sure that they consulted with her. You know, like, I don't think that they're suing me on her without asking, hey, is this okay with you?
I feel like we're talking to Andy Dick again.
I have to ask you about, it seems that you have an unusual amount of venom for posh spice. Is that where does that come from? Why is that?
No, I like her. I just like making fun of her as well. I do think she's got a great sense of humor, and I'm looking forward to this reality TV show that was just announced that she's doing. I love going to England, and I've seen a bunch of the programs that she's done there, because she's done some reality-type shows there, and she makes fun of herself, which is great, you know? She looks like she takes herself very seriously, but she doesn't.
Oh, see, that's interesting, because when you read your website, I was reading too much into it, but I got the impression that there was some real issue you have. You just like to take pot shots at everybody, but you do it all in fun?
Yeah, I take shots, but I also, like, you know, was, like, dying over myself about her new hair color. I'm like, I love it. I think she looks great.
Are you thrilled that you've become, like, a mega celebrity now? You're on Deal or No Deal, and you have a recognizable face?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just the loser that sits at the coffee shop every day.
But a loser who's making a lot of money on that website, am I right?
I'm not motivated by money. You know, I started my website for fun, and I would still do it even if I wasn't making any money off of it.
But it's a nice little fringe benefit that you happen to make a little money on it, right?
Of course. It's amazing and wonderful to be able to be your own boss and not have anyone telling what you can or cannot do.
And I don't want to ask you a stupid joke, you know, Joe Job questions that everybody would ask, but is Paris Hilton, or was
Paris
she?
Paris Hilton, right.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, Paris Hilton.
Is she pissed at you because I can't think of a better name for a website to remember it than Perez Hilton. So how did Paris Hilton react?
She likes it. She likes to read it. So I'm too busy doing my own thing to worry about what other people are thinking. Thankfully, she hasn't sued me yet.
Are you in a coffee shop right now?
Right now.
I am, yes.
Yeah, how many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
Today I haven't had any. I just bought some of their water, and usually I'll have, like, the tea.
And do you find yourself getting more access to celebrity events now that your website's gotten hot?
It depends. Some people love me, some people hate me, some want me to come, and some would rather I was banned, which I am. You know, I'm not allowed in a lot of places.
You're not allowed? You're banned from a lot of places?
Wow.
Not a lot, just maybe a handful or so.
How's Andy?
For no other reason, just being me.
How's Andy Dick? You know Andy Dick?
I've never met him.
Oh, you never met Andy Dick. Who would be on your list the celebrity that you most enjoyed your encounters with?
John Stamos.
John Stamos, Blackie Parrott.
You remind me of that other guy. Andy Dick.
Andy Dick.
That's a compliment, sir.
I don't think he's as messed up as Andy Dick is, though.
No, John's a great guy.
John Stamos is a great guy?
Yeah, are you talking about me? I'm a great guy, too.
No, you are a great guy, Paris Hilton. What about, there's a story out now that David Cassidy has one of the big...
Wow, the guy from the Partridge Family?
That's right.
You didn't know that?
Hey, we're scooping you. What do you think of that?
I don't know if I'd want to see a current picture, but maybe an older one, a vintage. Wow.
And you seem to quite often Professor.
I imagine that David Spade is too. He was like, you know, hooking up with all these really hot chicks.
You think David Spade is really large?
I'm assuming. I'm guessing.
You know, you profess your desire for lots of men on your website. How is your love life?
Oh, I don't have one.
You don't have a love life.
Are they dumping out of that? Are you not allowed?
But, Nana?
I saw the light going on. Sorry
right.
about that.
Oops.
Why is that green light going crazy then? Is that just the light that goes on whenever we say David Cassidy penis?
All right. So what's on the docket? What's on the agenda tonight? What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm working. That's my ideal evening, staying home and working. People don't care if I go out to events. They just care that my website is updated and that there always be new content on PerezHilton.com, which there is. So I think that's why I get more traffic than anyone else.
About how many hours a day do you have to put into it?
Oh, God. I put in like 18, 19 hours a day.
Jesus. Wow. We work 4 hours a day and it kills us, dude. Well, it's been nice having you on the show. Thanks for joining us from whatever coffee club you're at. And we're fans of the website, Perez.
Yes, good luck.
I appreciate it.
Continued success on your website.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, bye. Take care.
Be a love and don't call from such a loud place next time.
Well, gay.
Maybe.
Gay.
Well, what do you make of old Perez Hilton?
Like I said, Dick.
Yeah.
Like Andy Dick. He was just really not on point.
What do you think his score would be out of 23?
On the A-hole quiz?
Yeah.
You know, I bet he's probably a pretty nice. He seemed pretty laid back.
Very, very mellow. A little distracted. I think he works a lot.
Yeah, he's not real good at keeping appointments.
Oh, you want to grade him down for that.
He missed out on the whole David Cassidy thing.
Yeah.
David Cassidy, that is the story on the internet today.
I think, you know, I think like a lot of journalists, I think he low-keys stuff, and then he is probably going nuts over that right now.
He probably likes that.
The two biggest things right now are the fact that David Cassidy has a huge donkey-sized thing, and that Wolfgang Puck gave Beyonce hepatitis.
Oh, yes.
Those are your big stories on the internet today.
That. I love that one. I'll have more about that in a minute, in fact.
Wow. Well, I think I just kind of covered it.
Okay, well, then never mind.
Come up with some other news, Buzz. I can't help it that the news center in my brain just said, Wolfgang Puck gave Beyonce hepatitis.
That's your punishment, Buzz, for being late.
Kind of covered it. If you had been here for the pre-show meeting,
our dress rehearsal.
Maybe you would have known it. Hey, Robbie, do you have all that Van Halen stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. We've got a bunch of great tapes of Eddie and Wolfgang.
Oh, are Eddie and Wolfgang talking about the tour?
It's Alex and Eddie.
Yeah, talking about Wolfie.
Talking about Wolfie. Let's just hear a little of this, and then we'll get to Buzz's new. Buzz with his story about the hepatitis.
No, that's off now. Now, let's stop that. Let's not be petty. Okay.
Don't make eye contact.
Alex and I have been doing this for so long that there aren't too many things we haven't won. You know, you name it, we've pretty much done it. And I remember the last award that I accepted was from...
That's Eddie, right?
Yeah.
That's Ed Van Halen speaking.
When did Eddie turn into Don Adams?
Bill Maher from Politically Incorrect. And I think you were there, Al.
See.
And, you know...
Tennessee Tuxedo.
Jesus, Eddie.
Eddie on his son Wolfgang.
Van Halen has always been the type of band where, you know, as much as people admire my playing for Eruption and stuff like that, and the tapping and soloing, true musicians actually understand the fact that I'm much more of a rhythm guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of like Pete Townsend. Except I'm not putting down Pete Townsend either. But I'm just saying, but I can solo and shred.
God, he sounds like Nick Nolte now, doesn't he?
He really, it's just, he sounds totally nothing like what I would expect him to sound like.
Shouldn't he kind of sound like this, man?
Yeah.
Valerie and I split up and Wolfie's in the barn now.
I kind of like what he's saying. He's being extraordinarily modest, which is nice to hear.
Have we ever really heard him talk, though?
I'm wondering whether we have. I haven't.
I don't think I have. I remember him doing some talk shows as a musical guest.
But they like on one of those VH1 Behind the Music a long time ago where they were sitting down and chatting.
I guess maybe so, but
you
I don't
what?
Remember it.
I think Eddie does most of his talking with his axe, man.
Whatever the hell you want to call it. On top of that, but the meat, the potatoes, was always Alice and I. We were probably the only rhythm section in rock and roll that was guitar and drums, not bass and drums. But now.
Still got his voice, though.
That's right, Chief. Give me my guitar. It's time to solo. Would you believe me if I said... What was it? What was the line?
Would you believe this?
Would you believe this? Hot for teacher. Would you believe this? Jamie's crying. How about Panama?
Wide open for me, because now we've got a shredding bass player that is laying down the law with Alex.
Oh, Eddie.
Not me and Alex. So I get to weave in and out and do whatever the hell I want. And obviously still play... rhythm guitar like I always have, but now there's
that's
a
right,
solid
Keith.
Foundation that you have to see it, and when you do see it, and you don't see and hear what we hear and see.
What?
And you're deaf, dumb, and blind.
Get Eddie.
The late Don Adams.
Eddie Van Halen.
That's right, Chief. I'm getting ready to go on tour with my son, Wolfie. Yeah, Wolfie's real good. He shreds with Alex, and I just get to wave in and out. How about that?
Eddie, I love it when you play Eruption.
Thanks a lot. Would you like to talk into my shoe? That's right, Chief.
Why didn't you get Jaime to take Michael Anthony's place?
Jaime's not available. 99? 99.
No, I have never heard Eddie. Is that? I guess that's the way Eddie sounds. Wow.
We've got like an hour of him. What type of show was he on doing that interview?
That was lifted from RollingStone.com. That's the interview they give to Rolling Stone this month.
I got you. Well, you know, tomorrow let's devote a segment to Eddie.
Very good.
Does he badmouth anybody on this thing?
You've heard pretty much the tone of the whole thing. Hmm. He's pretty positive, and he doesn't rule anything out, nor does he commit to anything.
No, there's no real reason to rule anything out. I think it's going to be a hell of a tour. Wolfie's going to shred, and I'm going to shred. Real excited about this, and screw Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, reunited now, the Verizon Center welcomes Van Halen!
That's right, Chief. How are you all doing?
That almost sounds like another guy.
I'm G. Gordon Van Halen. Yeah.
We get the buzz and news about Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Chief.
Well, we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
This is not what you signed up for. The Don and Mike Show.
See that, Alan? That's right, Chief. Sorry about that.
Let me see, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Got a whole new Photoshop section up now.
Good.
If you'll step over here for a moment, Mike.
I will.
Here's a good one sent in by listener Jack Cassidy. This is kind of what I was looking for with Rob and myself. Yeah, so some hot gay action. You like that? Isn't that good?
I enjoy that.
You know what's bad about that?
Boy, they are skinny drinks of water, aren't they?
The smiles are bad.
Let me see. Oh, says Mike O'Meara.
All right, here we go.
Let's see, Mike O'Meara. That's your job of the hood. What is that one? Fat guy in a red front. Oh, you on the O'Reilly Tracker. You with the grease man. You with Larry King. You at Mandalay Bay. Boxing.
And Jabba the Hutt. Oh,
hold on. There you are.
All under message board.
There you are on the cover of Fat Albert.
On DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's got a whole new section now, Buzz. It's
right.
Photoshop pics.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. It says Buzz Photoshop.
What?
Photoshop.
This just in.
Buzz Photoshop.
What am I doing?
You. TV spoof ring exposed. What is that? That's
Oh, hold on. No, it says wanted sexual offender. It's got Buzz's picture there.
There you go.
Okay.
They didn't have to look far for that.
Hold on. Let me see another one. What's this one? DonandMikeWebsite.com. What can that be? What is that a goof on? Hold on. Oh, they put my hand on Britney Spears' body.
On the margin?
With the umbrella at her car.
Right.
Rob spotted at gay pride parade.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what this one is. These are good photoshops.
They are.
God damn, these are good. Here's one that just says something so right. I have no idea what this one
could be.
Could be
anything.
See, it's...
Hey, pretty good.
They got the picture of me and Wayne Newton were making out.
And then underneath it says censor.
In a world where both their hands were completely under the waistline. Those are some good Photoshop.
You know what's amazing is how quickly they turn that stuff around.
Hold on. Here's another. The gay but not too gay Don. All right, let me look at this real fast. I do like the Photoshops. Oh, that's just me on some skinny guy's body. Nothing wrong with that.
On the main page of DonandMikeWebsite.com, left column, you'll see message boards. Click on that, and that'll take you to a list of tabs where you'll find the new tab for the Photoshop stuff. A little complicated, huh?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Man, that picture of you, Jabba the Hutt, is funny.
That's the one that were trying to get on at the beginning of the show.
The guy did write, sorry, Mike.
Oh, that. Don't be sorry. It was funny. Don't apologize for good comedy.
One more. How about... John Norman. They've even done Yanni.
I'm going to come over and see this.
John Norman Photoshop that was sent in by Chalky Colon. Let's see what his... Come on now. Oh, now the things are slow up on us. Here we go. And... Oh, you know what it is? It's the picture of the chick. It's the chick from the website that had her head shaved.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Is that John?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not doing a good job of describing. There are some very, very, we can't describe some of the very gay Photoshops that have already been put up on the website, but they are really good.
Yes, and you got to go to the website to check it out.
Those are funny. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm. They are great.
There are 8 million of those. And let me see, right now, just on today, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 28 different categories of just the Photoshops that have gone up in the last hour. And Mike, congratulations.
Yes.
The heading that is Mike and Carla's picture.
Yeah.
Is the current leader with 10,144 views.
My God. Thank you all. Thank you for enjoying me as Jabba the Hutt.
That's pretty incredible. Now here is a man who's also Photoshopped. Guy Birdley. Late for work today, he was.
Yes, I was.
So tell us something we don't know, because we already know about Wolfgang Puck.
Well, in the interest of time, I shall. You've got your crabs and your clap, of course, but the most common sexually transmitted disease seems to be HPV, human papillomavirus, and more than one out of every three women in this country has it. One out of three.
One out of three?
More than that, really. And that's just females between the ages of 14 and 24 years old. It's two-thirds more women than were revealed to have HPV in earlier studies.
What about the vagina?
Some rare strains of the disease can cause cervical cancer. The FDA recently approved a vaccine for females aged 9 to 26 to prevent the infection.
Vagine!
If you're a parent, talk to your daughter's doctor. Also, maybe talk to your daughter.
I believe it feels good to the ladies.
Has there ever been a time when you thought you weren't going to pull through?
Yes. When I've been very, very sick, pronounced dead.
Was that Elizabeth Taylor?
It is. She has HPV.
How do you bounce back from that?
You do a lot of praying and just leave it to God. Nothing to this day will stop me or slow me down.
Ravishing in her wheelchair.
What show did I see her on where her head is now so gigantic and that the rolls of fat will not hold it up, that her head is like Elizabeth Taylor's head is like this. It's all on one side.
It flops. She looks like she's Photoshopped.
I don't have the neck muscles to hold my head up anymore, darling.
I guess it's her 75th birthday she just celebrated.
Yes.
And they did a real stroke piece on Entertainment Tonight last night.
Right.
Stroke piece.
And they had a picture.
Yeah, baby. Give me that feather.
Her and Rob Weller.
Just ask Richard Burton.
They had a picture of her swimming with sharks.
Really?
Great, yeah, she displaced a lot of water. But
wow.
Had her in the tank and everything. It was terrific.
Nobody ran over with a boat, did they?
No.
Like injuring her, having her, she had to go to SeaWorld.
Elizabeth Taylor, this was no boating accident. Doll's eyes.
We were to be putting Ms. Taylor in the manatee tank.
Roy Snyder comes running down the beach. Everybody off the beach! Everybody leave the Oscars right now!
Dun, 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 dun.
They cut open Elizabeth Taylor's stomach.
It's a license plate. We're not going to cut open Elizabeth Taylor and see that Kittner boy come spilling out all over the dock.
The movie's Jaws.
That's right. With Elizabeth Taylor.
Classic.
Without intervention from science, women have to give up reproduction after their peak years, but most men can father children.
What about the vagina?
Most men can father children all the way to the grave. Larry King, the late Tony Randall, became a first-time father at 77.
Oh, really?
Yes, Rupert Murdoch spawned an offspring when he was 72.
What?
Nobel Prize winner Saul Bellow did it at 84.
What?
But at what age should a man stop making babies?
I'm not here.
A psychologist who studied this says in his 40s in most cases.
Now, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
After that, you increase the risk of Downs or dwarfism.
Next question.
And a host of other things.
White trash.
The quality. Goes down, but as
get on your horse.
One urologist points out, men continue to be baby-making machines well beyond 40.
What is it?
After a certain age, to quote the psychologist again, you have to think about whether you want to be a sperm donor or a father.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Seems to be the idea.
Hi, Duke.
I beg pardon?
Duke.
But I'll decide this one.
Jack.
What was the question?
Jack Bauer is going to talk to our troops about why torture is bad. If you think that's scary, wait till you hear why.
Did you see the previews? You don't watch the previews of Coming Attractions for that,
24,
do you?
24, I do not.
Okay.
It just plays into the whole torture thing. A former U.S. Army specialist tells Newsweek that some of our troops have become more comfortable with torturing prisoners after having seen Jack do it on 24.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
This is the type of story that really makes you wonder, what the frig is going on with our military guys, if this could possibly be true?
Tony LaGuerrana says DVDs of the show and DVD players were everywhere in Iraq.
Shut up!
Quoting a human rights activist, this show has unintended consequences in that it informs young soldiers about these techniques and gives the false impression that they work. The Pentagon says it knows nothing about this, and yet Kiefer Sutherland has accepted an invitation to speak to West Point cadets about the evils of torture after a brigadier general visited the set of 24 to ask that the torture be toned down.
Yeah, remember I was reading that thing from that Entertainment Weekly magazine where I told you Fayette is like Rob because it was the whole thing about these actors and the struggles they go through on the set and how they get into character and blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it's so relevant to this conversation. In the previews of the Coming Attractions, Jack says something along the lines of, I'm going to start to cut your fingers off one by one.
Oh, yeah, he's got that.
He's got
tool.
Some, like, tool.
Cigar
like
cutter.
A special finger-chopping tool.
Uh-huh. Well, this article in Entertainment Weekly that Buzz is alluding to here, the entire story, is that apparently our guys at West Point are so stupid, they're watching this TV show and thinking, duh, this is how you torture people, not the way we're being taught.
What astonishes me, I mean, in our military academy still, isn't this the best and the brightest? I mean, really, the brightest guys that get into the military academy.
That's why I don't believe it. I don't think they're that stupid. Our guys at West Point,
Pointers. I mean, they got to have all the super grades.
Pick up Newsweek. It really begs one question, is are they smarter than a fifth grader?
Shut up! It's just you and me. I have killed two people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe you should be a little more afraid of me.
Yuck. You, one of the hottest babes on Grey's Anatomy, may be leaving. Catherine Heigl says,
I don't believe this.
No, it's true. Catherine Heigl says she's not feeling the love she believes Touchstone has heaped on Sandra Oh and Isaiah Washington.
Oh!
Sandra Oh.
A source close to Katie, read that her agent, tells People magazine that, quote, Katie is hurt and disappointed. Touchstone has no comment. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Heichel's been a strong character this season, but she also has said the harshest things about Isaiah Washington after he twice called another cast member a faggot.
He's a fag.
Oh, and from our fun facts to no and tell department. Helen Mirren says she wasn't wearing any underwear beneath her gown on Oscar night. I knew it.
Baby! Go change your diaper, baby.
Sexy older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh Grant, speed bump on the highway of real celebrities, probably should be handcuffed for his movies. It's surprising, really, though, that a TV reporter would handcuff herself to Hugh Grant. It happened in Amsterdam last Friday as Hugh's latest bad movie was opening there. That's when a Dutch TV reporter, whose name I couldn't begin to pronounce, cuffed herself to Grant. Firefighters used bolt cutters to free him 10 minutes later.
A genital cuff.
compare that to 007's Daniel Craig, who used two body doubles to distract his fans at the Oscars. And our condolences to Hugh Grant after last week's announcement that he'd split with his girlfriend, Jemima Khan.
Hello there.
Oh, dear.
Some folks in Hollywood.
Hello there, Rob.
Hi there. How have you been?
I'm Jemima. What my last Khan. Name, bud?
Khan. You know, you really kept it down. You kept it together on that one. you know, it was against every fiber in your being.
You got to know this. I'm somebody's aunt.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello. Well, my friend, Mrs. Butterworth. This is Aunt Jemima. And where's Your Majesty Jackson? And Robert Mailman.
He's around somewhere. He's driving over here now.
Happy Black History Month, Mike.
Yes, he is driving over here right now. It's the last day.
Buzz?
Yes.
It was very black of you being late today for the show.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for celebrating Black History Month by being late today.
Oh, God. You don't mean that, Mr. Geronimo.
I think he's making a joke.
Of
here.
Course he is.
No, I'm not. What are you doing?
I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
He gets all excited.
When you
talk like you're a racist.
It's like, I'm like, yeah, oh! It's like, oh, 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 Look at his hands are just going crazy.
Don's really talking like a racist now. I couldn't be more excited.
That was a chilling recreation of what actually happened.
See a picture on website. Some folks in Hollywood got nervous 8 years ago when police busted the madam known as Jody Baby Doll Gibson.
Jody.
She ran a prostitution ring in 16 states and overseas. She charged up to $3,000 for time with porn stars and Playboy models. Suddenly, police had her list of celebrity clients, but they blacked out the names when that list was introduced as evidence at her trial.
Emilio Sheen.
Hey, this is Jeff Probst. Don, Mike, the tribe has spoken.
Thank you, Jeff. That list is appearing today in Gibson's new autobiography, Secrets of a Hollywood Supermadam. The names include Bruce Willis and Tommy Lasorda. After that, the names get less recognizable.
Oh, we've got this chick on the show Monday, right?
Coming up, yeah.
We booked her only because she banged Tommy Lasorda, right?
Tommy Lasorda.
So she's
Tommy.
That's the wild card.
Well, quoting Lasorda, I've never heard of this woman, and I don't know why she'd accuse me of something like this. I intend to sue. Quoting Willis's lawyer, the story's a complete fabrication.
Hmm.
I mean, it's true.
Oh, watch out.
The best and the worst McDonald's in America, when we continue.
Oh, great.
The worst has got to be that one on by the high school by WJFK, right?
Yeah, the one that takes 45 minutes just to get a McFlurry.
You're close.
Bastards.
You're closer than you know.
Be right back.
Oops. Come on!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
They wear corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. You're going to watch Idol tonight, right?
I am going to watch the ladies. I like the ladies more than the guys. The guys bore me a little bit.
Right. I'm not even asking you, Buzz. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch.
The fifth grader show is on again tonight. Yeah, who's going to watch that thing? Anybody, we didn't bring this up today, only because, how do you work this into a conversation? The Bob Woodward show last night, or the guy that got the reporter?
Bob Woodruff, yes.
Yeah, I said Wood, you know who I'm saying.
Right, exactly.
Woodruff, yeah. The ABC anchor guy
that
got it in the head in Iraq and is doing okay. Had a Janet wanted to watch this at 10 o'clock. She said, let's watch the special on this guy on his road back to recovery. And without getting totally political on your ass about the war and everything, I found it too depressing because it was not so much about this guy's recovery, and he seems to be doing fine.
Right.
He was talking to other soldiers who have been to Iraq and have had brain injuries, and, you know, you sit there for 10 minutes and you watch this and you see these guys with the, the sides of their heads are all deformed, and they're making the best of it. But, like, you know, at that point I said to Janet, I can't go to sleep, like, having that in my mind.
Yeah,
and, you
know,
we're sending guys off to war, and they're on TV. I mean, I thought that it was going to be a show about that guy and what happened to the reporter, and it ended up being...
Isn't it amazing, though, how little of that we see as far as news coverage? You just don't see.
And I guess...
it's incredible.
My question was going to be, seriously, to you guys, do you think that they don't do that because people react the way that I did? Not necessarily anti-war, but it's like, you watch it go, that is so... freaking depressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact, and I know it's there, but, oh, my God, I don't want to go to sleep tonight with that the last thing I got floating around in my head.
You know, what we hear about is we hear the number of fatalities over there. We hear the number of men and women
big
killed. Numbers that are hard
but
to
you
picture.
Never, yeah. ever right. hear,
is certainly not in number form, the number of guys that are over there in Walter Reed. And then a story comes out in the Washington Post where they have
wounded.
Deplorable conditions over at Walter Reed.
Mm-hmm.
People ought to be going out of their minds over that.
Yeah.
They should.
Anyway, that show is really not a pick-me-up.
No.
But if you are at all interested, I did go back today because I thought, when I got up today, I thought, well, that was kind of jerky of me that I didn't want to watch that. And it is on abcnews.com.
Right.
You can watch the show. And the part about the reporter is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the part about the reporters are really make you think twice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, but don't watch it before you go to sleep.
No.
You know, do what I do. Watch Sue Palka before you go to sleep.
Now that, you go to sleep smiling every night. That's the best weather person in the world. He goes to sleep satisfied.
He's bigger than David Cassidy. Seriously. He's huge.
That is big.
I'm always surprised when I go out of town and rediscover just how tasty McDonald's food can be. Because around here, not so much. Even McDonald's admits that.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
That burp.
A new company study based on complaints about customer service, food prep, and cleanliness ranks the McDonald's in the Baltimore, Washington region as the second worst in the country.
Yeah, baby.
Yep. Only Philadelphia's McDonald's ranked lower.
Yeah!
The study says the best Mickey D's are in Hawaii.
Where?
So get there if you can.
Where are they?
Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Is that by Tijuana?
No, it's nowhere near Tijuana.
Where's that Indonesian city?
Hawaii is a little closer to Kuala Lumpur.
You talk funny, Buzz. You talk funny.
Sure do like it when he does that.
I don't know where you get
Who's
that.
Who's your driver?
Hey, your vitamins are trying to kill you.
Oh, no.
Now, funny car.
No.
Mike was right about the scientific studies constantly contradicting other scientific studies. It does wear thin. The latest in this week's AMA journal says people who take antioxidant vitamins like A, E, and beta carotene may actually be shortening their lifespans.
I'm about to get really pissed off.
I knew you would.
And Jesus.
That includes your multivitamins.
Oh, my God.
Now, 20 car, I tried to answer you.
But, I mean, I take a handful.
20 car.
20 car?
Tony Stewart.
You said, who's your driver?
Who's your driver?
20 car.
11 car.
Now let's talk about aspirin.
he's talking about vitamins.
Yesterday
it's everything I take every day. Every day you've got these stories.
Yesterday was aspirin. Today it's vitamins. The study involved 200,000 people, but you have to decide for yourself exactly as Mike said yesterday. I'm just here to tell you the latest. Now that same issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association has another study that says consuming only low-fat dairy can make it harder for some women to conceive by as much as 85%.
Oh, God.
But
that's
I eat so many vitamins a day. It's like the only thing I really do consistently that I've always thought is very good for
good
me.
About, too.
The ones that are really bad for you are the ones that are shaped like Dino.
We know the kind you like, Rob.
That's right. I sprinkle them on ice cream. Like Jimmy's.
Jimmy's.
A couple of new candidates for Mother of the Year today. First, in England, a judge has ruled that a morbidly obese boy...
Have you heard about this?
I saw him on TV.
Oh,
today.
My God.
I saw the boy on TV, and they mentioned that his mom feeds him every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Mommy, I'd like some food, please.
Oh, he's very demanding, and the rules in that house have been very loose up until now. But a judge has ruled this boy can remain with his mother, even though she's allowed him to blossom to four times his normal weight.
He's 8 years old.
Mommy.
And he weighs how much?
Mommy, 218 stone.
And well, it's 218 pounds.
Did
you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
15 stone, 8 pounds, which I believe is just over 255 pounds.
Mommy, I can't eat me boiled beef without me chips.
Nicola McKeon's boy, Connor, does, however, weigh over 250 at the age of 8. He was headed for a foster home, but his 35-year-old mother since put him on a program of exercise and healthier eating. So, judge gives her the benefit of the doubt.
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
Here he's talking to some of his little British friends.
And our next nomination for Mother of the Year goes to 46-year-old Rosie Costello of Tacoma, Washington. Rosie admits she taught her kids how to act retarded so she could conjure nearly $300,000 in Social Security benefits.
How are you doing, Joe?
Rosie says she started giving lessons to her daughter at age 4. Her 26-year-old son says he started at age 8 and only stopped acting retarded a year ago.
Jesus.
He says he was taught to fake it by picking at his face and not talking much during meetings with social workers.
God.
Courthouse video shows that he was just fine when he showed up to contest a traffic ticket. Yes?
You know, you're the editor of the news.
Uh-huh.
How come this wasn't your lead story?
It is pretty good.
It's great. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
He and his mom are going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
A sad ending.
It is. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. You know what this means?
What?
Dinner time.
God, why? We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Don't forget to take a Super Dave shopping tour out for the show.
Yes, a big shopping spree, and we'll have all the results when we get here tomorrow.
See you then, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. Trying to make it on time tomorrow, Bob.
Okay, good day to you, sir.
Ed.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Thanks for coming to the site.
Let's go slow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.